It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway.
All right, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Yankee Field here in downtown Milroy. Milroy has a downtown, right, Bart?
They do.
Beautiful community, beautiful small community, beautiful ballpark. Hey, it's time for Section 3A baseball. It's an elimination game between the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks and the Adrian Ellsworth Dragons on a beautiful day. We've got a lot of people coming into Yankee Field here, a lot of Dawson Boyd fans here, ready to cheer on these Blackjacks.
Yeah, I anticipate the crowd will be big because it could be the last game for either one of these two teams. Will go home tonight, and that will be it.
All right. Well, the Blackjacks, they come in with a record of 15 wins and 6 losses. Adrian Ellsworth, 18-8. I believe they played each other during the regular season.
Yeah, they did. Well, they just played each other in the playoffs in the undefeated round. They were both 2-0, and Dawson Boyd won that game 8-3. So that's going to help with their psyche a little bit going into this game, knowing that they have the confidence that they beat them once, but now you have to do it again.
All right, I see you have a full notebook of stats there in front of you, Bart. I'll just turn the pregame show over to you then.
Super. So Dawson Boyd, they are the home team today. They come in here, like Paul mentioned, 15-6, they're 11-4 in a section. They are the conference, Camden Conference champions. They average just a little over 8 runs a game and give up just a little bit over 5 runs per game. And they've gone 8-2 in their last 10 games. And, you know, when I think about this game and having seen Adrian now and Dawson Boyd quite a few times, really a key to the game, Paul, for the Blackjacks is I think they need to get an early lead, and obviously you got to play error-free baseball. Some of the games that we had done, you know, if you get 2, 3, 4 errors in a game of this magnitude this late in the season, it's not going to bode well, and they need some timely hits. We saw them get a couple runners on here and there Saturday, and they just couldn't break, you know, chink that armor of Maury County Central, so they need to come up with some timely hits and get that RBI early and get that confidence going. And Adrian Ellsworth comes into the game. They're 18-8. They're 11-4 in the section as well. They average almost 7 runs per game and give up just a little bit over 3 runs per game. But, you know, they struggled a little bit down the stretch. They had a 4-game losing streak. They're 4-6 in their last 10 games. And, you know, we got a chance to see them play Lacapara Valley. And they've got some big hitters on their team. And that was one of my keys, Paul, is they've got to come up with those big hits, those two-run home runs, those bases-clearing doubles like they did with against Lacapara. And then they also have a tendency, some games, to have a lot of errors, so they need to play, you know, basically error-free if they can. And then their pitchers have to limit the walks. We've got some speed on the Blackjacks team, and you don't want to start giving them free base runners.
That's right. Well, thanks for the info there, Bart. The Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, they are in the first base dugout. Adrian Ellsworth in the third base dugout. And Bart, with your coaching experience, and Milroy here, you don't want to be in the third base dugout because of the sun and the heat.
Yeah, it faces the west, so you get that western sun shining right at you. And, you know, like today is a southeast breeze, but it's right at the back of that third base dugout, so you do not feel any air. And there's no holes in that dugout, so it is a sweltering heat inside that dugout, and you just feel bad for any team that's in there. Whereas at least Dawson, you know, they're going to get a little bit of shade in there, and they got a little breeze blowing into their face, so much, much more comfortable.
You were down on the field before talking with the grounds crew and Coach Darren Swenson of the Blackjacks. What did Darren have to say?
Well, he's pretty excited. He said they had a great practice yesterday. He said last week, you know, we were kind of slogging through things. We had graduation, and he goes, I didn't feel like the guys were quite in tune. And then, you know, we played a good game, but we didn't play a really good game or a great game against Maury County Central. But he said, you know, I asked him, what's the psyche of the team? He said, they're really ready to go right now.
Good, good. Well, let's go through your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for the Section 3A baseball playoff game. And Bart, you want to do them?
I'll do one, and you can do one.
All right,
which would you like to do?
I'll do Adrian Ellsworth.
All right, sounds good.
And they're the visiting team here in Milroy. Leading off will be Travis Weiss, the shortstop. Batting second is Joe Ray, the second baseman. Caleb Wolf is batting third and playing third base. The pitcher is Garrett Penning. He'll bat fourth, batting fifth, Charger Erlandson. Out in right field, Jalen Lout is batting fifth and play first base. Out in center field and batting seventh is Jack Jenegas. And designated hitter is Matt Geister. Designated hitter and batting ninth, Keaton Shelter, the catcher. And they're coached by Joe Kruger.
Joe Kunkel.
Kunkel, there you go. Couldn't read my own handwriting there, Bart. Sorry about that. And that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for the Adrian Ellsworth Dragon.
All for the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. They won the coin toss. They will be the home team, so they will bat second and get the last at-bat if needed. So leading off, center fielder Kyan Mosing. Batting second is the second baseman Colton Boffin. Batting third is the third baseman Cam Sather. Batting fourth is the shortstop Nathan Hansen. Batting fifth is the left fielder Holland Schocker. Batting the sixth spot is the catcher Aiden Dahl. Doing the pitching and batting seventh is Eli Olson. Batting eighth is a designated hitter, Aiden Olson. He'll be batting for the right fielder, Jackson Schugel. And rounding it out, playing first base and batting ninth is Ace Larson, and they are coached by Aaron Swenson.
All right, and that's the State Farm Insurance starting lineups for the Blackjacks. And that wraps up our Subway pregame show. And we'll take a couple-minute break here as they play the national anthem. We'll come back with the first pitch between the Blackjacks and the Dragons right after this.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time, right here on Q92. Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by many fine area businesses, including B&B Electrical Contractors, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Canby Farmers Grain, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Pierce and Dawson, Warren Trigestead Seeds, KB's Bar and Grill, UFP Miniota, our premier sponsor, Jenny O Turkey Store, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance, Prairie Sun Bank, Pete's Electric Motor, Heather Nursery in Floral, House of Spirits in Appleton, Ryan Smith Seeds, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate. Section Sports brought to you by Ludvigson Tiling, Gislason's Hardware, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Tenson Marine, American Surplus, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Farmers Union Oil Company, Larson Tiling Incorporated, Appleton Area Health, Olson Dray Service, Dawson Tire Company, Clean Site Portable Restrooms, State Bank of Taunton, Larson Brothers Concrete. Brought to you by Livestock Systems of Dawson, Miniota Building Materials, Myers Electric and Infrared, Canby Meat Center, Tron Tassel Seeds, Sather Building Supplies, Erickson Chevrolet, Dawson Truck Parts, Independent Oil Company in Canby, Wolf Schlager Concrete, Tadditz Chiropractic Center, Ag Processing Incorporated, Prince Bank, Gruel Electric, Edward Jones and Company. Section Sports brought to you by Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Tofty Ottawood Sales, Strand Agency, P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Miller Services Incorporated, First Security Bank of Canby, Jim's Market, Woodstock Telephone Company, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Canby Co-op Credit Union, NB Golf Cars, B. Johnson Electric, Doug Service and Marine, Appleton Dental Clinic, Southwest Insurance Services, City Hall Bar and Grill, Bluber Law Office, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Greater Community Credit Union, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Lanes Electric, CCM Health, Countryside Auto, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, and Section Sports brought to you by Halgen Insurance Agency, Wow Auto Wash in Dawson, Dryer Doctors, Lee Motor Company, Dawson Dairy Queen, Cliff Beesman Incorporated, Lean Lumber, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Haas Seeds, and Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson.
Hi, this is Doug Breberg at Larson Tiling in Dawson. Here at Larson Tiling, we appreciate your business. We aren't looking to do all the tiling in the area, just the people that want a quality job well done and guaranteed. I'm not going to lie to you. You probably can find someone to do your tiling job cheaper. If that's all you're looking for is a cheap price, then go somewhere else. Or do you want a quality job with value? Or a system that'll last a lifetime? Someone that's going to be here for years to come. when you make important decisions in your life, you only look at the price? Probably not. You look for the best quality, the most value. So if you're just looking for a cheap tiling job, you'll get what you pay for. And we are not your contractor. Quality comes with a price. With that being said, we will give you the best price we can. Give us a call, 320-769-2596. And remember, good days give you happiness, bad days give you experience. God bless the USA.
If you're a woman over 40, getting a mammogram is smart. Choosing one that may be more accurate than your current screening, that's genius. Get a Genius 3D mammography exam at Appleton Area Health today. Call 320-289-1580 to schedule your appointment.
Olson Sanitation, serving all of Lac qui Parle and Yellow Medicine County and parts of Lyon County. Olson Sanitation offers complete garbage and recycling service, including residential, commercial, rural, and roll-off service. You can call their toll-free 1-800-420-1914. That's 1-800-420-1914. Olson Sanitation, serving all of Lac qui Parle and Yellow Medicine County and parts of Lyon County.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at KLQPFM.
Dawson Tire Company, located 5 miles west of Dawson on Highway 212, says it's not too early to think about farm tires. Keep Dawson Tire Company in mind. We do all tires, passenger, pickups, trucks, tractor tires, and on-the-farm tire repairs and service. Dawson Tire Company carries most brands. Give them a call at 320-841-2102. Dawson Tire Company, a Shocker family business. If you are looking for clean, sanitary, portable restroom facilities in southwest Minnesota, look no further than CleanSite, LLC, Montevideo. CleanSite offers a full line of mobile and portable restrooms from basic one-stall units to mobile trailers with multiple facilities. Whatever your needs are, CleanSite has the perfect solution. If you have large events like corporate events, family reunions, weddings, CleanSite is there for you. Call Dustin at 320-894-7160 today. That's CleanSite Portable Restrooms in Montevideo. Check out their website at CleanSiteLLC.com.
At the State Bank of Taunton, they focus on your finances so you can focus on your farm. The State Bank of Taunton is proud to be a part of this area's farming tradition, and they care about the well-being and continued success of our local farmers. That's why you can turn to the State Bank of Taunton for quality financial advice and assistance, from affordable ag loans and farm mortgages to everyday banking needs and retirement planning. For operating loans and lines of credit, equipment loans, livestock loans, and real estate loans, see the State Bank of Taunton. For wherever life takes you, check them out online at www.statebankoftaunton.com or call 507-872-6136. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Semi to haul your gravel, crushed concrete, crushed granite, black dirt, and more. They spread on driveways and will haul to other contractors. Call Nick at 507-920-8454 or Shannon at 507-920-8453. Larson Brothers Concrete, serving our entire Q92 listening area. And give Shannon or Nick a call today for free estimates for the upcoming concrete season.
Livestock Systems of Dawson would like to remind area livestock producers that they are your livestock equipment specialists. Whether you raise hogs, cattle, or sheep, they have what you need. Used equipment available too. Livestock Systems of Dawson can repair concrete in your livestock barns. They carry air filter cleaners, tow ropes, American-made steel for shops, garages, barns, and more with a 45-year warranty. And see them for your livestock ventilation and plumbing needs. They have an insulation machine that sucks out the old insulation, and they can install brand new insulation into your livestock barns. Livestock Systems of Dawson, owned and operated by Randy and Jody Mosing. Call 320-769-2564, DawsonEngineeringMN.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Yankee Field. Bart, we are ready for Section 3A baseball.
Oh, and I can't wait.
Exciting time. Elimination game here between the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks and the Adrian Ellsworth Dragons. Blackjacks, of course, in their black and gold or yellow uniforms, and Adrian Ellsworth in their white and blue. And we got fans from both sides sitting in front of us here.
Yeah, there's still some filtering in, which is great. And like I mentioned, you know, one of these teams will go home, one will go to the championship game. So, you know, if you want to watch your team play, you need to get here.
All right. Well, we didn't start 15 minutes earlier like we did the other day, but we're on time, I think, aren't
we? Yeah, we're going to start at 5 o'clock or just a little bit after. Perfect.
All right, well, we had a couple car horns blaring during the national anthem. Somebody's alarms went off on their cars, and I had to step out of the press box to make sure it wasn't mine.
Yeah, no, we were all good to go.
All right. Well, on the mound for Dawson Boyd is Eli Olson, number one, and Eli's logged a lot of innings for the Blackjacks in his career.
Yeah, he started out, I think, playing second base and then playing a lot of shortstop this year when he's not pitching and play some second base as well, and he's not going to overpower you. He's not going to throw in the 80s, but generally he has real good control. If he can keep the ball down low and mix in that off-speed pitch, he'll be just fine today.
Well, there's only three teams left in Section 3A that want to get to the state tournament. Dawson Boyd and Adrian Ellsworth, the winner of this game, will play Murray County Central for a right to go to the state baseball tournament on Thursday.
Yeah, and if you went in, if you asked, I would say, if you polled all the coaches, section coaches going into the season, Dawson Boyd, Adrian Ellsworth, and Murray County Central would have been in everyone's top four to make it this far in the section playoffs.
And Dawson Boyd and Adrian Ellsworth, they've got a good history of a great baseball, high school baseball program.
Yes, they do, and they met about 10 days ago or a week ago, and Dawson Boyd won that game 8-3.
Well, here's your first pitch of the ball game by Eli Olson, the number one, Travis Weiss, and it is a strike.
Travis is a right-handed hitter, leading off for the Dragons.
Weather-wise, got the sun out. Curveball in there for strike two.
Well, he threw that fastball at the knees, and the curveball broke across, and that's what he needs to do. Continue to do that. Pound that strike zone, Paul.
We are underway here at Yankee Field in Milroy. Next pitch outside. Aiden Dahl behind the plate, Ace Larson at first base, Colton Boffin playing second, Hanson's at short, Sather at third. Got Shocker, and here's a fly ball to left field to Holland Shocker. He's underneath of it, and Holland's out there and makes the catch. And deep left field.
Yeah, you got a little breeze blowing in from the left field corner to the right field corner. It was just the opposite last Saturday over at the Irish Yard, so left fielders are not going to have to play very deep. It'll be interesting to see if anyone can get over their heads today.
Here's number 18, my favorite name, Joe Ray. Joe Ray batting. The second baseman pitch inside from Eli.
That's a name like he sounded like he played for the 1952 Yankees or something. Joe Ray.
We talked about Satchel Paige coming up.
Yeah,
there.
We did.
We talked basically old baseball. Next pitch down low.
Kyle Hanson got to square up against him. Back in the day.
Lyle's in the Madison Nursing Home, and he batted against Satchel Paige. Great story. Next pitch, ground ball, they hit the third. Sather fields it right on the third base bag. Look at the long throw by Cam Sather for the out. You got to have a strong arm when you're at third base.
You do, and Cam does. Ironically, I was talking to Coach Swenson before the game, and you know, they had moved him in here about midway through the season. He said since then it really shored up their defense. And, you know, we've seen Cam chase down fly balls in center field. Now we see him throw guys out from third.
That's got to be a big adjustment from center field to third base.
They're at all nothing alike. I mean, center field, he flies all over, cuts off the gaps, and here he's just got to stay down.
Caleb Wolf has a strike on him, and the next pitch a ball from Eli.
The right-handed hitter for the Dragons.
Eli Olson in his windup, and the 1-1 pitch. Here's a pop foul over the crow's nest there where the Blackjack fans are. Blackjack fans sitting down the first baseline up on the crow's nest.
Pretty good fouling. A lot of fans. There's still some trickling in.
Next pitch outside for a ball. Eli's not, you know, big or tall in structure, but he can bring the heat.
He can. He's a very good athlete. If you followed wrestling, you know he's a super competitor.
Caleb Wolf batting. There's ground ball right back to the pitcher, Olson. Eli throws over to Ace Larson. And, folks, that's a 1-2-3 inning.
Beautiful curveball by Eli.
So, no runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base for the Dragons. We'll take a break. but the Blackjacks coming to bat here in the bottom of the first. No score. You're listening to Section 3A Baseball from Yankee Field in Milroy.
Mineota Building Materials, located along Highway 68 in Mineota, has all your complete building needs. Competitive prices, free estimates, materials on hand. They feature high-quality, low-cost buildings, agricultural buildings, commercial buildings, and residential buildings. So stop in and visit with Kevin Jerzak, manager. They have what you are looking for. That's Mineota Building Material, 115 West 1st Street, Mineota. Give them a call at 507-872-6147. That's area code 507-872-6147. Mineota Building Materials, Mineota.
Paul Ramo, Bart Hill, back here at Yankee Field on a beautiful Tuesday. What day is it? Tuesday.
It is a Tuesday.
Hey, Montevideo Thunder Hawks, they're playing in Section 3AA, just down the road to Marshall here at American Legion Field. They won, ended Painesville Bulldog season last night. And now they're playing New London Spicer, their arch rival there in the West Central Conference.
Yeah, that is just a juggernaut of a section. They're talking about Wyndham is in the championship game. They were number 3 seed in the South.
Yep, this is a tough section, that's for sure. Well, here come the Blackjacks up. They're going to put up Mosing, Bothan, Sather, and Hanson, the first 4 batters, and hopefully more. And Adrian Ellsworth, I know, Bart, you're pretty impressed with their right-handed pitcher. Number 5.
Yeah, Garrett Penning. We got to see him in relief, and he's also a very good hitter. He threw 2 shutout innings against the Eagles last week in that elimination game, and he's just an all-around good, decent player.
All right, no score. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Coach Darren Swenson down at third base, clapping his hands. Here's your first Blackjack batter of this Section 3 elimination game, Kyan Mosing. And Penning in his windup, and the big right-hander pitch is down low for a ball.
And the same thing about, you know, Garrett Penning is with Eli Olson. It's important to get off to a good start.
Next pitch from Penning, the Mosing is a strike called.
That almost looked like a little sweeper or slider. It wasn't really a curveball, but you could see it had movement across the plate.
Penning's delivery and a ground ball chopper foul towards the third base dugout. Well, the sunshine, a little cloudy, temperature-wise. I talked to Coach Darren Swenson before, and he thought it was really hot down on the field. I said, oh, hot? I think it's nice.
Yeah, that little breeze makes a big difference. Like I said, they'll have it blowing into their face where Adrian Ellsworth is going to be in that sauna. That is the third base dugout.
Not bad here in the press box, I don't think. Yep. Next pitch, ball 3, Demosing. 3
two,
balls.
2-2.
Oh, 2-2. Two, two.
It's 2-2.
2-2 count, okay. And 2-2 count here to Kyan. And next pitch, there's a high fly ball left center field. And the center fielder running over and makes the catch.
Boy, did you see that ball drift over to him? Like we said, it's the left field corner to the right field corner. It looked like it was going to be a gapper. And you could just see the flight of the ball kept going to center, center, center. It made an easy catch for the center fielder.
Jack Jenegas, the center fielder. Yeah, I thought, too, it was going to more hit in front of the American flag out there by the scoreboard in the gap. But drifted over to the center fielder. And here's Colton Bothan. Colton takes the first pitch, a strike. One out. No score here between the Dragons and the Blackjacks in the first inning. Next pitch is high for ball.
Yeah, if you have any hitters on your team that like to go the opposite way, right-handed hitters, today would be a great day to do that with the wind.
Jenny's pitch. Shot. Oh, off the left field base hit. Just glanced off the shortstop's glove.
That was a line shot. I don't think the shortstop realized how hard it was hit.
That was a base hit, right?
Yep. Okay. So that was just smoked right past him. He was going to put up his glove by the time he got it up. The ball was already by him.
That was a scorcher off the bat of Colton Bothan. The shortstop, Travis Weiss, just got to see his get his glove out there. And just there goes Bothan on the first pitch, and he slides into second base. Safe!
The ball, pitch was a strike.
Strikes a Sather, but man, Bothan slid under the tag there. Good throw by the catcher, Shetler.
Yeah. What we talked about it now in the pregame, one of the keys to the game is now the Blackjacks have to come up with a big hit here. Score that first run.
And the bunt is fouled off. Sattler kind of doing a drag bunt.
Yeah, if you look where the third baseman was, he was way back. He's 10 feet behind third base with a left-handed hitter, so that was a good try by Cam. That would have been an easy base hit, infield hit, if he could have got that down.
0-2 count to Sather. Colton on second base, pitches outside for a ball.
Now with two strikes on the batter, the third baseman doesn't have to worry about coming up, but boy, he's playing awfully deep.
Penny in the pitcher. Pitches opposite field, the left fielder, Kunkel. Camps underneath of it, makes the catch out there in left field, so Cam Sather went opposite field there for the second out.
That was a nice job of the pitcher, you know, like I said, with that wind blowing to the right field corner and a left-handed hitter, it's okay to pitch outside in a lefty, and that's what he did, and Cam, you know, he couldn't afford to go down looking. He extended his bat and just an easy fly ball to left field.
Here's number 11, Nate Hansen, the shortstop. Penny's pitch, ground ball, third base. The third baseman
double.
Charging, and it's going to go foul.
Yeah, it just hit the lip right at the end. Nice job by the third baseman to touch that once it went foul.
That's Caleb Wolf.
Because there was no way they were going to get Nate Hansen. He was already well on his way to first base. It would have had a nice first and third situation. But
well, the Blackjacks have a runner at second base. That's Colton Botham. Two outs here in the bottom of the first. No score. Number 11, Nate Hansen, is at the plate with one strike on Nate. Penning's pitch. And that is outside.
Yeah, it's just kind of a sweeping curveball. It's not a 6-12 curveball or really breaks late. It just sweeps across the plate.
1-1 count to Hansen. High for ball two. Paul Ramo, Bart Hill here in Milroy, the home of the Milroy Yankees.
I was just looking at their board. They have a lot of state tournament appearances.
Pitch, ground ball, hit up the middle, fielded nicely by Weiss. The shortstop throws the first for the out.
Yeah, that was a nice play. The runner tried to get in front of the fielder, but it didn't work.
For Dawson Boyd, no runs on one hit, no errors, and they leave Boston at second base. We're going to go to the top of the second inning here at Yankee Field in Milroy. No score between the Blackjacks and the Dragons. We'll be right back with more section baseball right after this.
Myers Electric and Infrared is your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs. Whether it be replacing a broken light switch or wiring your new home or business, Myers Electric and Infrared are the ones to call for expert advice and professional service. We service the entire KLQP listening area and would love the opportunity to work with you on your next electrical project. Check us out on the web at MyersEandI.com, like us on Facebook, and call 320-226-7447 for your free estimate.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn to Channel. When you plant elite Channel seed products, you also get the services of your very own Channel seedsman. You see, your seedsmen work with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and elite seed products, your local Channel seedsmen are Tron Tossel and Dylan Erickson of Tron Tossel Seeds. Contact Tron at 320-297-0403. Or Dylan at 320-269-1250. That's Tron Tossel Seeds, your local Channel Seeds dealer.
Welcome back to Yankee Field here in Milroy. No score between Adrian Ellsworth and Dawson Boyd in this elimination game. You lose this game, your high school...
Bring out your golf bag and start golfing.
Yeah, speaking of golf, hey, best of luck to the Dawson Boyd girls golf team. I know they got some boys going... Stratmon and Mork and La Caprile Valley, they have some girls and a boy going too. So here's a golf first pitch, number six, or number five, Garrett Penny in the pitcher. He falls it off for strike one.
Kind of looks like he could play a linebacker on the football team. He's a stout looking guy.
Eli Olson, the delivery, ground ball. Sather fields it on one hop from third base, throws a strong throw again to first for the out.
Boy, that was not an easy play because it took a sharp hop right over third base, and I think Cam stretched his arm out as far as it would go and had to throw across his body. Great play.
Cam Sather, two outs there this game so far. Did a nice job. And, you know, if you stand on third base and look to first base, there's a pop-up third base, and the catcher, Dahl, he couldn't make the catch up against the fence.
Yeah, he kind of overran a little bit. He was kept looking at the fence, and the ball had a little backspin on it, came back, and that's always the toughest play for a catcher because you got to look up, look back, find the ball, get your mask off. It's really a challenge.
So a strike there to Charger Erlandson.
Erlandson, yes.
Charger. Ooh. And next pitch inside.
One.
First name, Charger.
Gotta like that. There's some cool names in this tournament.
Olson's pitch.
Oh.
And that's down low for a ball. Yeah, we got our area, Dawson Boyd, Lacapral Valley, Canby, Mineota, sending some great quality golfers to the state tournament.
Yeah.
That's next week. I'll be there at Pebble Creek for 2 days. Swing and a miss. Nice pitch by Eli Olson there. 2-2 count.
Yeah, just reared back, threw him a high fastball. Nice job. I love this umpire. After every pitch, he holds up his fingers.
2-2 count. Eli in his windup. Pitch is high for a full count. Ball three. No score. Top of the second inning. Blackjacks and Dragons battling it out here. You want the season to continue. Ball four. First walk of the game there by Eli. So the first base runner for Adrian Ellsworth.
All right, we'll see what they do strategically wise. We saw Colton Bothan on the first pitch. Took off for second on a stolen base. Got into scoring position.
Here's the first baseman for Adrian Ellsworth, Jaden Lout.
Boy, against Lacroix, he clouted it one. Lout with the clout. He went well over the Kibble equipment sign.
Wow.
I think it's still going.
Here's the pitch. Yeah, and that's low for a ball.
Looks like it just caught the corner, but he called a little bit low.
Dragons with a base runner at first. Now the base umpire is coming to talk with the pitcher for the Blackjacks, Eli Olson.
I'm sure he's talking to him about where his foot is engaged with the rubber, but
that's interesting.
Yeah, he's really on the first base side of the rubber, barely touching it. But
can't have your foot positioned.
It's got to be touching the rubber. Yep. Right,
here's the pitch outside. The Lout.
But what he was telling the umpire is there's a hole where he doesn't want to be in from the other pitcher, so he's trying to find a spot that's comfortable for himself.
All right, 2-0 count to Jaden Lout with a runner on first. There he goes, and the ground ball hit the second. And, they're going to go to second. Boston nice goes to second for the force out.
That was really a good play because it looked like the guy was almost like a hit and run. He had a great jump. And, you know, the two-hopper to Colton, and he just spun and threw a bullet to second base to barely get him.
Yeah, Erlandson was off on the pitch to steal second, so he was pretty much on the second base bag there right away.
Yeah, I wondered if they were going to have enough time to get him, but they did. So, yep. Nice play.
Two outs now. Here's Jack Jennings, the center fielder. Swing and a miss. Nice fastball by Eli Olson. Jack Jennings, the center fielder, batting for Adrian Ellsworth now with two outs here in the top of the second. No score. Eli Olson pitching for Dawson Boyd. Curveball in there for strike.
That was a really nice pitch. He's got a lot more over-the-top break than Garrett Penning does. That's a big pitch here, Paul. Two strikes, get out of there with no damage.
Two outs, one on. Here comes the 0-2 pitch to Jennings. Swing and a miss. Struck him out on a high fastball.
Yeah, high inside fastball. Perfect location for Eli Olson.
So for Adrian, no runs, no hits. No errors, and they leave one runner on base. Hey, we're going to go to the bottom of the third. Let's see if the Blackjacks can get the bats going. 0-0 in this Section 3A baseball game. We'll be right back.
For all your building needs at your home-owned independent lumberyard, Sather Building Supply. They're located at 236 North 3rd Street, just off of Highway 212 in Dawson. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. Sather Building Supply. All your building needs. Located 236 North 3rd Street, Dawson, Minnesota. You can call 320-769-4481. That's 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, where they appreciate your business.
Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson pride themselves in taking care of your every automotive need. No high pressure, no come-ons, no slick sale pitches. Erickson Chevrolet's focus is to present a vehicle that meets your lifestyle and budget. Unlike some dealerships, Erickson Chevrolet will get to know you and strive to take care of your vehicle the same as they would their own. Erickson Chevrolet is open Monday through Fridays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 8 to noon. Check out their website at ericsonchev.com. They're located along Highway 212 in Dawson.
Paul Rain with Bart Hill here in Milroy. No score between the Blackjacks and the Dragons. And the Blackjacks are going to put up Holland Shocker, Aiden Dahl, and Eli Olson to face the right-hander Garrett Henning for Adrian Ellsworth.
Yeah, both teams had a runner on, could not bring them around. The Blackjacks had Colton Baffin at second and couldn't get that big hit.
Here's the first pitch to Holland. He swings at that one, fouls it over to third base dugout for strike one.
The left-handed hitter for the Blackjacks.
A lot of sponsors out there on the outfield fence.
Yeah, I like it.
1954 state champions, one of the signs says. There's a strike.
Called him a swing there. It was a high inside pitch, and he didn't mean to, but he did swing at it.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods out there.
I like it.
Congratulations to Jim Prestall, retiring. Here's a ground ball, a little blooper to third. Wolf fields it on the grass, throws to first, and they get Shocker.
Yeah, kind of had a little spin on it, like shooting a pool ball with your cue and getting a little spin on it, but the third baseman sat on it nicely. Yeah, I'm wearing my Jim's Clothing shirt here on his retirement. So maybe he can come up and help us do broadcast.
There you go. Yeah, now that he's retired, right?
Yeah, he should have more time.
Congratulations to Jim. That's a great career. All right, who we got here? Aiden Dahl took a strike.
That was on Saturday. I think he was 2-for-3 in the game.
Yeah, the both Aidens were.
Yeah, it was the day of the Aidens.
Curveball swing and a miss. Boy, that broke outside.
That started inside and it ended up about 2 feet outside. A lot of movement on that slow, sweeping breaking ball.
0-2 count to Dahl. The pitch. Hey, handsome. He didn't really move.
No, but, that's one of my pet peeves. The ball is kind of going behind him. What do you do? You can't jump back then where I hit him squarely.
What is the rule on hits, Ben? Can you lean yourself in?
No,
can you,
you
hit
cannot.
It? Like if that pitch was behind him, could he back up and get hit?
No, you cannot intentionally go into the flight of the ball.
So Dahl's on first, throw over there.
Which last Thursday we saw that. A guy leaned in, he said no, and they called it a strike because the pitch was a strike. I think it was for the Eagles, Gavin Meyer, they called him on a strikeout.
Oh.
Because he leaned into the pitch, got hit over the plate.
Here's the pitch to Eli Olson. It's in the dirt for ball one or two.
That's sure. I bet the first one. I think he threw over the first once.
Yeah, he threw over the first. That's
yep.
what it was, yeah.
Yep.
Eli Olson batting. He hits the ground ball. Third baseman Wolf fields it, throws to first, and there's a second out. But that advances Aiden Dahl to second base. Boy, the third baseman for both teams have been busy here in the first two innings.
Did you see where he was playing? He was playing like 10 feet, 15 feet in the grass. Maybe he was anticipating a bunt, but I don't know. The runner in there, 17.
Number 7.
Oh, Grady Thiesing is at second base. He's courtesy runner for the catcher, or pitcher, excuse me. Grady Thiesing.
Here's the pitch, and it's a foul ball down the third baseline.
Aiden Olson, that was really a sharp ground ball that went about a foot and a half foul. And if that's right over the base, that would easily score a run. You would have a double.
So. Grady Thiesing has a good lead at second base. There's two outs. And there's
that's
a shot to right field. That's going to might drop in there, and it does. Thiesing's rounding third. They're sending him home. Here's the play to the plate. He is out. He is out. The right fielder, Charger Erlinson, threw a strike to home plate to get Thiesing out at home.
Yeah, and I don't blame Coach Swenson for trying that because it was a one-hopper that went right to the catcher, and he just barely got him in time. Well worth the risk there.
All right, so a little action there, but the Blackjacks come up short. The score remains 0-0. We'll go to the top of the third inning after these words from our fine sponsors.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Dawson Truck Parts, easy to find along Highway 212 in Dawson.
Man, I loved playing high school sports growing up. And it's fun being a fan now, don't get me wrong, but
sitting in the stands feels like I'm missing out on all the action, you know? I wanted to get back in the game, so I signed up to be a high school official. It takes me back to my playing days. I'm supporting students, and I get paid to make the big calls. Do you want to see the game up close? Sign up to become an official in Minnesota at highschoolofficials.com.
Paul Raymond, Bart Hill here. Boy, an exciting bang bang play there.
Yeah, it was just absolutely. It was just a soft hit out to right field by Aiden Olson, and the right fielder for Adrian, that was
Charger
Erlinson. He threw a one hop to home, and they just barely got him in time. Like I mentioned, with two outs, definitely you send them, especially in high school baseball. You know, usually the arms aren't that accurate.
It's an 8-9-1 batter, so face Eli Olson here in the top of the third with no score. Elimination baseball, folks. Section 3A, the winner moves on and plays Thursday in the section championship. Eli Olson pitching. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fall back for strike two.
So far, both pitchers are battling, doing well. Each pitcher, I think, well, Penning hit a batter, and Eli Olson walked a batter. Other than that, doing a good job of throwing strikes.
Geister.
Geister. Long eye.
Okay. Next pitch popped up in the infield, and the shortstop makes the catch for Dawson Boyd. That's Nate Hansen.
You always like those plays, Paul. Those little pop-ups that can easily be caught. It just takes no pressure at all on the defense, and you get an out.
Here's the catcher, the number 9 batter, Keaton Shetler. He's a left-hand batter. The Dragons have a few left-hand batters.
They're all in the bottom four spots.
Oh, there's a high fly ball to right side of the field. Colton Bothan, second baseman on the shallow right field, makes the catch for the second out.
Yeah, that was on one pitch. Now, remember, the wind is blowing to the right field corner, so he actually had to backpedal and take off a little bit farther than he probably anticipated right away. But great read on that by Colton Bothan.
Yeah, that was tough. That was not easy.
I'm not sure if the right fielder would have got in on time on that.
Two outs. Here's the top of the order for Adrian Ellsworth and Travis Weiss. He flied out the shocker and left in his first at-bat. We have no score here in the top of the third inning. Glad you're with us on Q92. Next pitch is high. Oh, a strike. Excuse me.
Yeah. It was the right cut, the inside part of the strike zone. One ball, one strike.
Eli Olson working quickly here. Next pitch, outside and low for a ball.
Well, the nice thing is that where it has the at-bat on the scoreboard, that's where they keep the pitch count, so you know exactly where the pitchers are.
Here comes the 34th pitch of the game for Eli Olson. And that is inside low.
Yeah, that was a good pitch. Just missed on the inside, but good placement.
Three balls, one strike to Travis Weiss. Nobody on. And two outs. And there's a strike. Two, now we got a full count.
Good pitch on the outside. And you know, I like what his philosophy or his approach, inside, outside, curveballs, fastballs. He's being a pitcher today, Paul.
Well, full count pitch with two outs. Here it is. Oh, it hits him. Hits him right in the elbow.
Yeah, it would have been ball four anyways, but did just catch a little bit of his arm.
Go up here. And a leadoff batter there, Travis Weiss, is hit by a pitch. And here's Joe Ray, second baseman, grounded out to Sather.
Yeah, he made a nice play there in the first inning to get the second out of the game.
So Adrian, the runner on first, and Joe Ray at the plate. Here's the pitch.
Well, I just noticed where Nate Hansen is playing. He really plays a shallow shortstop. He's about four steps off the grass. Colton Bothan's deep. Cam Sather's deep.
We have two outs here in the top of the third. No score. Here's the pitch to Joe Ray. Popped up in the infield. Eli Olson off the mound. The pitcher's calling for it.
Nice.
On the first base side, makes the catch for the out.
Yeah, nice job of pitching by Eli Olson again.
For Adrian Ellsworth, no runs, no hits, no errors, and they leave Weiss at first base. Blackjacks coming to bat here in the bottom of third. There's no score. You're listening to Section 3A Baseball right here on Q92.
Independent Oil Company of Canby, owned and operated by the Henges family since 1935. They offer all your gas, diesel, and propane needs. Check out their tire prices at Independent Oil Company. They are your local Amstar dealer. Independent Oil Company of Canby. Call them today at 507-223-5942 or check out their Facebook page. They have lunch specials daily and a whole lot more. That's Independent Oil Company, located at the intersection of Highway 75 and 68 in Canby, Minnesota.
Paul Ramo, Bart Hill here at Yankee Field in Milroy. No score between Dawson Boyd and Adrian Ellsworth. Bart and I were just talking about the fantastic concession stand they have here. And that right by the concession stand, they have a place for pets, or dogs, I should say.
Yeah.
They have dog treats for dogs that come to the ballpark, and they have dog water.
Yeah, that's awesome.
There's signs for the dog, like the dog can read it.
Yeah. So the great thing is you can get a hot dog inside the concession stand, and outside, if you have a hot dog, he can get a refreshing drink of water and a treat.
Yeah, that's awesome. I noticed that. I don't think I've ever seen this at another ballpark.
No. They usually don't care about the dogs.
Concession stand goes, oh, yeah, we got dog treats for the dogs. And
it's a doggone good time at the ballpark.
There you go. And it is. There's a good game going on here, Bart.
This is a great game. Pitchers are both doing what they need to do, and we need the hitters to step up.
All right, here's Ace Larson swings at the first pitch and skies it to left field. And left fielder over there, Kunkel, hauls it in. Off the bat of Ace Larson. Ace swings at that first pitch, one out here in the top bottom of the third.
I like both teams are aggressive, swinging at the first good pitch they see. It's always a great philosophy. And well, that ball carried a little bit, nothing too much for the left fielder, but you can just see how the wind will affect some of those balls.
Here's Kyan Mosing, leadoff batter, and he hits the ball left field. Base hit for Kyan Mosing to left. He rounds first. He'll hold it there. Base hit.
Yeah.
Second hit of the game for the Blackjack.
Yeah, he, you know, nursed some kind of a sore hip and missed some time earlier, but they're pretty excited to have him back in that lineup. He's just a good athlete, can put the bat on the ball, and a good runner.
Here's Colton Boston, who got a base hit. There goes Mosing. Here's a swing and a miss. The throw down to second, and he's out.
No.
And Ryan's arguing with the base route.
It was a strike.
Kyan was thrown out trying to steal, and Kyan says, no way.
Well, what happened was it was a throw down to second base. Second baseman was covering, and he just left his glove right where it was, and he never really attempted to tag the runner. And Kyan said he slid on the outside part of the bag, and I...
You saw that from up here.
I think I would agree with him.
So one out. Here's Colton Botham. That was a strike to Colton. Swing and a miss for strike two. So the Blackjacks coach, Darren Swenson, setting Mosing. Good throw. I'm impressed by the catcher for the Shetler.
Yeah, well, the other thing, Boston swung at it, so he had to wait for the swing to be completed.
And the pitch is outside for ball two to Colton Boston. You know, Shetler, Keaton Shetler threw that right on the money.
He did. That was a really good throw. I just thought maybe his foot got around the outside of it, outside. Like I said, there wasn't a tag. He just kept the glove right on the ground.
Kyan pounced up and put his hands in the air and... hey, I was safe.
Yeah, he reacted like he was safe all the way. Of course, there's no replay in high school. But
2-2 count, two outs. Here's the pitch to Boffin. Swing and a miss, struck him out.
There's that sweeping curveball again.
So for the Blackjacks, no runs on one hit. That was by Mosing. No errors and nobody left on base. We're going to go to the top of the fourth inning. Ball game moving right along here. You're listening to Section 3A Baseball. Here from Milroy, Dawson Boyd, nothing. Adrian Ellsworth, zero. We'll be right back.
When it comes to solid foundations, there's only one name you need to know. Wolfschlager Concrete. Whether it's a new driveway, a sleek patio, or a robust commercial foundation, Wolfschlager Concrete has you covered. With over 20 years of experience and a commitment to quality, our team delivers durable, reliable, and beautifully finished concrete every time. Commercial, agriculture, and residential. They do work in Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Jordan at 320-269-1182 or check out their Facebook page. That's Wolfschlager Concrete.
All right, we're back. We're going to the top of the fourth inning here. Adrian Ellis is worth nothing. Dawson Boyd, nothing. Section 3A playoff. And Eli Olson continuing on the mound here. And it's getting a little warm in here now in the press box.
It kind of is.
So, yeah, Dawson's done a nice job. They've gotten a hit in each of the three innings, but once they get to second base, they've yet to get that hit to score them. That's why we're still scoreless.
All right, for Adrian Ellsworth, it's the 3, 4, and 5 batters to face Eli Olson, who's done well here are the first three innings. Paul Ramo and Bart Hill here at Yankee Field in Milroy on a Tuesday. Pitches out. Oh, a strike.
Yeah. Caleb Wolf, he hit a ground ball right back to Eli. His first time up, made an easy play for the pitcher.
Next pitch to Olson. There's a high fly ball right field. Shugel coming over, and he's having trouble. And he drops the ball.
Yeah, that just popped right out of his glove, so that's going to be an error on the right fielder. That's unfortunate. Yeah, he had it camped, and he stuck his hand up in the air, and it just popped out of the heel of his glove, and nobody's going to be more disappointed than him. That's the first error of the game. So we'll see how Eli Olson recovers and also how Adrian handles this situation. They got the number four hitter in the pitcher up.
Wolf at first base. And here's the pitch to Jennings. He flies at the center field. Mosing camps underneath of it, coming in a little bit. Kyan is in control and makes the catch out there in center field.
Yeah, he did a nice job on that one, too, because the wind was pushing it a little bit to the right center gap, and he just kind of floated over in that direction. Got right underneath it, two hands on the ball. That's what I always like about outfielders or any pop-up, two hands on the ball.
Here's the right fielder, Charger Erlinson.
He walked his first time up.
Here's the pitch. She bunts down the third baseline and goes foul. Sather feels it in foul territory.
That was definitely an attempt to bunt for a hit. He put it down. He had a running bunt attempt. Again, good speed. Had it stayed fair, it would have been a heck of a play for Cam Sather to throw him out.
Three hits for the Blackjacks. No hits. Line scores ready. No runs. Three hits. One error. No runs. No hits. No errors for Adrian Ellsworth, but they have a runner on first base and Wolf, and Eli doesn't like the lead that Wolf has at first, so he steps off the rubber.
Yeah, and you know, there's nothing wrong with that. You don't have to, if you step off, you don't have to throw it to first. Sometimes you just want to check the runner, see what he's going to do.
Here's the pitch, and a curveball in there for a strike.
That was a little delayed call by the umpire. And he might say strike and just have a delayed reaction with his hand. We can't hear that from up here, but
like slow motion from the home plate umpire.
It is.
0-2 pitch. It's coming here from Eli Olson. Here it is. Ground ball foul again down third base side.
Good battle by Erlinson to follow off that pitch. That was an inside fastball. We saw him strike a guy out in the second inning with that very same fastball. But this time Erlinson just got a piece of it and hit it foul.
0-2 count. Wolf at first base. One out. You're in the top of the fourth. No score. After the pitch throw on the first.
They went into the right field, but neither the batter or the first baseman knew where that ball was. But
Ace Larson passes his hand on his chest, said that was my fault. Should have called
it. Had a big lead. We've noticed that before with the Dawson Boyd catcher. He likes to be aggressive throwing it around. You have to pay attention if you're a fielder.
Eli checks his runner at first again. There's one out.
Going.
Here's the 1-2 pitch. There goes the runner. Here's the throw from Dahl. Not in time. And it goes out in the center field, but Wolf will stay at second base with a stolen base.
Yeah, he got a good jump. It's a good one-hop throw from the catcher, but it just skipped away from the fielders. And here's an important thing. We'll have to keep an eye on it because Kyan Mosing out there was sprinting all the way in to back that up. Had he been a little lazy out there, that guy would have been standing on third base right now. Good heads-up play by Kyan Mosing.
2-2 count. The Charger. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Big strike out there for Eli Olson. Two outs here in the fourth. And it brings up Jaden Lout. Lout struck out and is only at bat in the ball game. Left-handed batter. Adrian Ellsworth has a runner at second base. Two outs, no score. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Big cut there by Jaden Lout, number two.
Well, I'm sure he's looking at that wind going like, I've already hit a home run here. The wind's blowing out to right. I'm going to swing hard.
Eli Olson shakes the sign off from Dahl, the catcher. And from the stretch, the pitch. And that is down low for a ball.
A little low on outside. 1-1 to count.
No score. The Dragons threatening with a runner on second base, but there's two outs. Here's the 1-1 pitch.
Nice.
And that's in there for strike two.
That is really a nice pitch there. Both pitchers are doing a great job of mixing in that curveball. It seems like just at the right time, Paul.
Big pitch coming up here from Eli Olson. 1-2 count, two outs, runner on second. Here's the pitch. And that's ball two. And we'll do it all over. 2-2 count to the first baseman for Adrian Ellsworth, Jaden Lout.
Two balls, two outs, two strikes, I mean.
Eli checks his runner at second, and here's the pitch.
Oh.
Outside, and we got a full count.
Yeah, which isn't the end of the world because first base is open, but still, you just want to get the batter out. Now with two outs and two strikes, full count, the runner can get a great jump on any hit.
Big pitch. Come on, Eli. And he fouls that one off.
Good job by Lout. That was that outside fastball, and he just fouled it off.
Top of the fourth inning, no score between Dawson Boyd and Eli Olson. Eli Olson. Adrian Ellsworth. Adrian Ellsworth. Elimination game. Big at bat here. Big moment in the ball game. Full count, two outs. The pitch.
Yes.
Ball four.
I thought that was good, Paul.
So did I.
About that.
Ball four.
Like I said, not the end of the world. Yeah, first and second force out anywhere, but boy, that was close enough. That was really close.
Here's Jack Jenegas. Eli struck Jenegas out in the second inning. It's only at bat. Now Adrian Ellsworth, runners on first and second, two outs. Pitches, hits him.
Well, that's not good.
Bases are loaded. Bases are loaded for the number 8 batter, Matt Geister, designated hitter.
Yeah, this is a pretty critical area. Eli's been pitching good other than those last two batters. He almost got that two batters ago struck out, and this one clearly hit him, so he needs to get one more out here.
Here's the designated hitter, and that hits
him. That hit him right up.
Got a run score.
He's saying it hit the bat, which I think he might be right because that was a hard foul ball that went to the backstop.
Coach Darren Swenson's coming out of the dugout. He's going to argue the call here, what Bart said.
I mean, you don't know. If that hits you, it doesn't go ricocheting straight back off the backstop. That had to have hit the bat.
Darren's
I don't think he's going to win that argument.
He's not going to win it. But a run comes in. So it's 1-0, Adrian Ellsworth. Two back-to-back hits batsmen.
I'm really surprised that they didn't ask the other umpires if they maybe saw or heard something because it was just like we swing a line drive that came right at us to the net.
Keaton Shetler is batting, the number 9 batter with the bases loaded. So a hit, two hits batsmen, a walk, two hits batsmen, an error have contributed to a run here for Adrian Ellsworth. Next pitch is a strike.
And all of these runs will be unearned. For Adrian.
That was one of the keys to the game, Bart.
Yep.
Keep the errors down, keep the guys off the bases with the walks.
Yep.
And there's a chopper foul. So Adrian Ellsworth has struck first here in the ball game, 1-0, but they're still threatening with bases loaded.
Started off with a routine fly ball that was dropped, another easy fly ball to center, and a strikeout. Could have been 1-2-3 inning for Eli.
1-2 pitch outside for ball two.
It's just important for him to just maintain your composure. It's only one run. Get out of this inning with no further damage.
Eli has winded up the 2-2 pitch. And gets away from the catcher. Comes a run.
I'm not sure what the...
Now they throw to first, and he's out at first.
Okay, he did call a swing on the at-bat, so then they had to throw it down the first.
So the run doesn't count?
No, because it is a force out. He said he swung, so they picked it up and threw it to first base to get the out. You can run to first base with two outs on a swing.
So third it's a strikeout?
It's a strikeout, K2-3.
All right, so Adrian Ellsworth leaves the bases loaded, but they pick up one run on no hit. No hits.
No hits.
Yep, the Dragons lead 1-0. Black Sox coming to bat here in the bottom of the fourth. We're listening to Section 3A Baseball right here on Q92.
Caddix Chiropractic Center, located in Canby, is committed to your health. They offer family chiropractic health care, individualized care for all ages, children through senior, manual and light force technique. Give them a call for an appointment at 507-223-7366. Caddix Chiropractic, located at 131st Street West, Suite 108 in Canby. Ag Processing is proud of the positive impact that they have on our area. AGP provides a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owners. Supplies soybean meal to hundreds of businesses and the poultry and livestock producers they serve. Supplies feed to over 2,000 private and cooperative dealers and their livestock producer customers in the United States and Canada. Being the third largest soy oil refiner, it easily could be that every person in the USA consumes some AGP soy oil each year. AGP Ag Processing Incorporated.
Well, Adrian scores first here in the ball game in this elimination game. They lead Dawson Boyd 1-0 as the Blackjacks going to bat here in the bottom of the fourth.
Yeah, it started off like it could have been a real harmless 1-2-3 inning for Eli Olson, and it ended up with a hit by pitch, a walk, and then two hit batters. And then luckily on that swinging miss on the third strike, Aiden Dahl heads up, scampered down, grabbed that ball, and threw it out to first to get him.
Excuse me.
That Cam Sather is up now. He's the third baseman. His second time up throughout the left field. Cam needs to find a gap here and use that speed. He's the fastest guy on the Blackjacks team. Ball two. Two balls, no strikes to Cam.
I was choking on my peanut M&M. I'm sorry.
I think Davis Patzer said that Cam will be going to Ridgewater next year to play baseball there as well. I hope I'm correct on that.
Three balls, no strikes to Cam Sather. Nate Hansen waiting his turn on deck.
But that was really big of Eli Olson to get out of that jam with just the one run.
He scores around the bunt on 3-0, and there's ball four, so the Blackjacks get a base runner.
And they got good speed.
And here's Nate Hansen, who grounded out to short. To White Weiss.
Got a good hitter up there, good speed, so I would anticipate they'll try to do something early, maybe in the first pitch or two, to get him down to second base or possibly a hit and run.
Throw over to first, and Sather gets back.
Penning did a nice job. He knows that, too. They know each other so well. He knows that Cam Sather has a lot of speed.
Number 11, Nate Hansen at the plate. Throw over to first again, and Hansen gets back.
It looked like he was leaning just a little bit, so... And again, in high school, you can throw over as many times as you want. It's not like professional baseball where you only get two attempts.
And here's the pitch. Champagne, it's low and inside for a ball to Nate Hansen.
Sather kind of bluffed like he was going. So we'll see what's going on here. And I know Coach Swenson likes to be aggressive. He uses a hit and run a lot, too, and a bunt and run.
1-0 pitch. Ooh. Two inside for ball two. What do we got for a score with Montevideo and New London Spicer and Marshall there, Bart?
In the top of the fourth inning, New London Spicer hit a two-run double there, ahead 2-0. Oh, no, Montevideo just tied it up. I take that back. Not sure how they did that. But
that's 3-AA elimination game in Marshall.
Yeah. So 2-2, bottom of the fourth, Montevideo and New London Spicer.
Oh, Sather's on his way, and he swings it at the third. Oh, no. Throw to first, and they get him, but Sather's... down to second base.
He got such a good jump. He took off almost like an early break, and the pitcher looked at him, maybe could have stepped off and had a play, but he did throw home in a sharp ground ball to the third baseman off the bat of Hansen. He did a nice play, had no chance at second base.
Yeah, Caleb Wolf, third baseman, fielded a sharp, hard-hit ball by Hansen. Here's Holland Shocker. He scores on the bunt, bunts it down the third base side, and he throws the first, and
that's
it's high. He takes at first. Shocker beats the throw.
I think we're going to give them, we'll see what they do, a possible infield hit.
Yeah. Runners on the corners for Dawson Boyd and one out there, down 1-0. Holland Shocker.
That was a great bunt. They're going to give him an infield hit on that, and I agree because the pitcher had to come a long ways off the mound. He did a good job of getting there, but when he threw it a little bit high, but the Holland Shocker is going to beat that out in a bang-bang play. First and third now, Paul.
Sather at third base, Shocker at first base, one out. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. 1-0 Adrian Ellsworth. Here's the first pitch to Aiden Dahl, and it was a strike or ball?
It was a strike, I think.
Okay. 1-0 count to Aiden Dahl. Here's the pitch way outside for a ball.
I don't know who is it for. Was it 1-1? One ball, one strike.
1 ball, one strike to Aiden Dahl. Runners on second and third. Stolen base by Shocker. They didn't make the throw down there.
He did just a little delayed steal, and they didn't even bother throwing it down there. 2 balls, one strike. Because Sather, with his speed, if they throw it down to second, he's just going to break for home and tie this game.
Good opportunity here for Dawson Boyd. Here in the bottom of the fourth, down 1-0. Here's the pitch, and that's a strike two.
A little bit outside on that one, but now with Aiden Dahl, you have to protect, put the ball in play. You can go with that. You hit a ground ball, look where the second baseman is playing, almost on the grass. You'll get a run for sure.
2-2 pitch, and it's ball three. We got a full count with runners on second and third. Blackjacks trying to tie it up or take the lead here. Penning, big pitch. Here it is.
No.
Outside.
No.
Oh,
wow.
Strike three.
Well, that one was outside. I guess he thought it must have just caught the outside part of the plate. Aiden Dahl was getting ready to trot down to first base. That's a big strikeout there.
Everybody in the bleachers thought it was a ball.
Yeah.
But the referee, or the umpire.
Yeah, and he's the one that makes the decision.
Big out. And here's a fly ball by Eli Olson to center field. And the third out. My goodness.
Yeah, they got to come up with those hits to start scoring these runners that get in scoring position.
No runs on one hit. No errors, and the Blackjacks leave two on base there in the bottom of the fourth. Adrian Ellsworth 1, Dawson Boyd nothing. We're going to the top of the fifth. You're listening to Section 3A Baseball right here on Q92.
Prins Bank of Prinsburg, established in 1916 to serve the needs of our local communities. We offer a variety of banking products and services. Prins Bank strives to make our customers' banking experiences easy and pleasant. Our friendly and experienced staff is highly committed to service and customer satisfaction. Our goal at Prins Bank is to combine friendly hometown banking with a wide array of products and services to satisfy our customers' needs. Prins Bank, located in Prinsburg. Check us out on the web at www.prinsbank.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
All right, my favorite song's being played at the ballpark. Mm-hmm. The Village People. You want to sing along?
I do not.
YMCA.
I can never remember the lyrics to YMCA.
You know, I'm jealous. It's the worst song in the world. I'm just kidding. It's the worst song in the world. All right. Well, Bart, the boy, Blackjacks had a great opportunity there with one out and runners on second and third.
Yeah, they had a close call on that called third strike, and then just a routine pop-up, and so it ended that inning. And well, they're going to break through sometime, but there's only three innings left in this game.
All right, we're at the top of the fifth here in Milroy, Section 3A elimination game. You lose this game, your season's done. You win, you'll play Thursday against Murray County Central for the right to go to the state baseball tournament. You'll have to beat the Rebels twice, though, on Thursday.
Yeah, it's a tall task, but you know what? If you're there, you're going to give it a shot. That's all you can ask.
Well, baseball's a fun game, different game. You see a lot of different things. Blackjacks just couldn't get that run across their last inning.
No, once
give credit to Adrian Nelson.
Yeah,
though.
Once they got second and third with one out, and I thought, okay, here we go. They're going to get a run somehow, and just did not get that timely hit. That was one of the keys to the game, come up with a timely hit.
The top of the order for Adrian Ellsworth here in the fifth, Travis Weiss. And Weiss takes the first pitch, a ball low.
He was, oops, I'm on the wrong side. That would help if I'm on the right side. This is the top of the order, yeah.
Here's Eli in the windup and the pitch. And that's low.
Got some dirt. So Travis Weiss flew out to left, and then he was hit by a pitch in the third inning. But that's 63 pitches by Eli Olson. Not bad. We're in the top of the fifth inning.
Here's Eli's pitch, and that's a strike. But from up here, it looks like it's always outside, but
yeah.
umpire's calling it a strike.
And we noticed that the last time Davis and I were here, they were given a generous outside part of the plate.
Strike two. Nice fastball right down the middle by Eli Olson. Eli's pitching very well here. 2-2 count. Ground ball foul down the third baseline. Dawson Boyd fans to our right. Adrian Ellsworth fans to our left.
And they're all kind of sitting on pins and needles.
2-2 count. Olson's pitch. Low for ball three.
You know, a lot of Eli's misses are low. They're just below the knee. It's not a bad place to miss. Usually don't get into trouble, but he needs to throw a strike here.
Full count pitch coming from Eli Olson. He hits the center field. Bolsing coming in and makes a running catch.
Yeah, it's kind of in between a line drive and a fly ball, but right at Mosing. Just had to take a couple steps to his right.
Here's the second baseman for Adrian Ellsworth, Joel Ray.
Joe Ray. So he might sing Joe Ray Me.
He's made contact both at bats, but a ground out and a pop out. Pop up. Pitch their ball. Three teams left in Section 3A. That's Dawson Boyd, Adrian Ellsworth, and Maury County Central. Top three teams. Next pitch is a strike to number 18, Joe Ray. Blackjack defense ready. Wind up in the pitch by Eli Olson. And that's down low for a ball two. Two balls, one strike to Ray. Eli delivers. And ground ball foul again. 2-2 count. No games after this, just one game here in Milroy tonight. Next pitch is ground ball foul towards the third base dugout where the Dragons are. Dawson Boyd's in the first base dugout.
But Dragons are used to fire, so maybe they like it in that hot dugout.
2-2 count. Eli in his windup. Here's the pitcher to pitch to Joe Ray. Ground ball to Hanson at short. Snaps it. Low throw to first. Dug up and Ace can't make. Pick it up in time. He's safe.
That'll be an error on the shortstop. Wow, it was a hard one hopper right to me. Backhanded. Probably had a little more time just to set himself. A little two hopper to the first baseman, Ace Larson, and popped out of his glove. And I almost thought he was going to have time to pick it up. But he couldn't quite put a fork in it.
So a base runner for Adrian Ellsworth here with one out in the top of the fifth. Here's Caleb Wolf, who came around the score last inning. He swings at that one, fouls it back to the fence. Backstop. Second error of the game for Dawson Boyd. Ray with a good lead at first base now.
A real good lead.
Eli checking him out. Here's the pitch, and that's in the dirt. Gets by the catcher, and Ray's going to go down to second base. He'll be in scoring position.
Yeah, it was just that curveball that went away, hit the dirt, and bounced off Aiden Dahl's glove. Made an easy trot down to second base. It was moves on the wild pitch.
So with one out, top of the fifth, 1-0, Adrian Ellsworth, they have a runner on second. Here's the pitch. It's high, popped up. Foul territory, and they're going to let it go out of play, it looks like.
Yep. Cam Sather gate chase. Didn't know if it was going to get blown back in a little bit, but it was well beyond the fence.
One ball, two strikes to Caleb Wolf, the third baseman for Adrian Ellsworth.
He's officially 0 for 2. He started.
Here's the pitch. Pop foul right to us here.
He started that. He's the one that reached on an air and came around to score last inning.
One ball, two strikes to Wolf. Adrian with a runner on second. They lead 1-0 here in the fifth. The pitch. There's a shot to center. No! Yeah, it goes out to center field. Ray's rounding third. He's going to held up there. Just a shallow base hit right over the second base bag by Wolf.
Yeah. Nate Hanson did a nice job. He almost leaped up and got a glove on that. It wasn't hit very hard, but it went right over his head. And now they have first and third. And, Paul, that's the first hit for the Dragons today.
It is.
In the fifth inning, and Eli Olson, that's the first hit he's given up.
Well, and see if the Blackjacks can get out of this jam again here in the fifth. Here's Garrett Penny, the pitcher. Runners on the corners. And he threw it, throws it behind him, but hits the backstop and goes right back to Dahl, the catcher.
Yeah, that was a good fortunate bounce for the Blackjacks because it bounced right back to him. But on the play, then we had Caleb Wolf got down to second on that wild pitch. So that takes away the force out, second and third now.
Coach Darren Swenson calls timeout and walks out of the first base dugout, making a trip to the mound. And we'll take a, well, we'll keep it right here.
We'll see. He might give him one more batter other than that.
80 pitches, the pitch count, it looks like.
He's not taking the ball from him by telling me that he's going to stay in the game, but I'm sure he's reminding the defense what to do. I would guess he'll come up and try to stop this runner from scoring with just one out.
Well, what do you do infield? You want the out?
You have to play up because it's, you know, it's the fifth inning already. You get a chance of one hopper, you can look the runner back and throw it across to first.
All right, the pitcher for Adrian's at the plate. Coach Swenson's back in the dugout. Eli in the windup, and he pops it foul out of play for strike one. Joe Ray is at third base. Caleb Wolf is at second for Adrian Ellsworth. Garrett Henning at the plate. There's just one out.
And Penning, he has the potential to hit a long fly ball. That'd be enough to score him.
And he hits it high in the air. Sather in foul territory in front of the third base dugout. And it hits the top of the third base dugout.
Yeah, that would have been a nice play if it could have spun back in because Cam Sather was waiting. Just hit the top of the dugout.
One ball, two strikes to Garrett Henning. Can Eli Olson get out of a big jam here? Runners on second and third and one out. The Blackjacks down 1-0. There's a shot to left center field. This might score two. It's going to score two. A two RBI single for Garrett Henning. Puts them up 3-0. Solid hit to left center field by the Adrian Ellsworth pitcher. He helped his own cause out there.
Yeah, it was a high fastball, and he just kind of fisted it, and I think that was the last batter now for Eli Olson, and that Cam Sather is coming in to pitch.
All right, we'll have a pitching change for Dawson Boyd. They're down 3-0 here in the top of the fifth inning. We'll take a commercial break as the Blackjacks, Cam Sather, warms up. We'll be right back.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
For electrical, farm, residential, commercial, and trenching with free estimates, call Gruel Electric in Dawson at 320-769-4476. Ottertail Power customers check with them about dual fuel heating that can save you money. Locally owned since 1984 and now offering snow removal in the Dawson area, that's Gruel Electric, serving our entire Q92 listen area. Give them a call today at 320-769-4476.
Life changes, then it changes again. At Edward Jones, we believe that when it comes to your financial goals, you can't predict the unexpected, but you can prepare. Challenges such as job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Hi, I'm Shelley Bedner, an Edward Jones financial advisor. Let's work together to help make sure you're ready for life's ups and downs. Call us at 320-321-1426 to get started. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
All right, Cam Sather is the new pitcher for Dawson Boyd, coming in for Eli Olson. Eli went to third. They just switched positions. 3-0, Adrian Ellsworth leading here in the top of the fifth, and there's just one out. Batting is Erlandson batting.
That was a ball. Yeah, and it's important now for Cam to come in, throw strikes. You know, Eli did a great job. They only had two hits off him, but that just unfortunately was the last two batters back-to-back that allowed the second and third runs to score.
Here's a pop foul over the grandstand right top of us here. So Garrett Penning comes through with the biggest hit of the game so far, a two RBI single to left center field, scoring his teammates Ray and Wolf. 3-0. Curveball in there by Cam.
He's got a little bit of a quicker breaking ball.
I'd say throws a little bit harder than Eli Olson.
We're in the top of the fifth inning, Section 3A elimination game. The pitch from Cam. And struck him out, swinging a miss.
Boy, that was a two-seam fastball that rode in on the hands of a right-handed hitter. Great pitch by Cam Saffis.
Two outs now here in the fifth. Here's Jaden Lout, the first baseman.
He's got some power in his bat.
Runner on first. Here's the pitch. Curveball in there for strike one. Nice pitch by Sather.
That was. He's got a power hitter up there. Set him off with some off-speed stuff. Great choice.
You know, Eli really pitched in a great game.
He did.
Next pitch. Strike two called. Well, he didn't give up a hit till
the last two batters in the fifth inning. And then, the first run was unearned. One of these two runs for sure will be unearned. Maybe more if they score again.
0-2 pitch with two outs. Here it is. There goes the runner. Ground ball to the left side of the field. Eli Olson fields it. Throws the first, and there's your third out.
Nice job by Cam Sather to get out of that.
So for Adrian Elsworth, they come up with two runs on two hits. No errors, and they leave one runner left on base. Or one error, excuse me, one error.
Yep.
And they leave one runner left on base. So the Blackjacks need to get the bats going here. They're down 3-0 as we come to the bottom of the fifth inning. We'll be back after this.
Fieldcrest Fertilizer in Madison believes rural Minnesota is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. Fieldcrest Fertilizer's management and employees are ready to serve you, the farmer, with all your fertilizer needs. Give them a call today at 320-598-7567. That's Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Madison.
Paul Ramo, Bart Hill back here. Let's see if the Blackjacks can get the bats going. Bart, they're down 3-0 if they want their season to continue here.
Yeah, and they can do it because Aiden Olson, we saw him Saturday hit the ball well, and Elias Larson. No, the thing is with the Blackjacks, they've got some good athletes that have had a lot of success in different sports. And so you just have to transition into the sport you're playing, but you should have that confidence, which they do. And, you know, it's only the bottom of the fifth inning. If they can score a run or two here and keep them in check, anything is possible.
Garrett Penning continues his warm-up. He had the big hit for Adrian Ellsworth.
Yeah. We saw that last Thursday. He was the pitcher in relief, and he had a big double to score a couple runs and help defeat the Eagles. So,
all right, it's going to be the 8-9-1 batters for Dawson Boyd, Aiden Olson, Ace Larson, and Kyan Mosing to face Penning here in the bottom of the fifth. Blackjacks, the home team, the pitch is down low.
Aiden, he got a single his first time up, and we saw him had a hit taken away from him on Saturday, too.
And there's a shot to third, knocked down by the third baseman. Wolf recovers, throws high.
Off the base.
And he's safe.
Boy, did you see that bad hop that one took? It almost took the third baseman's head off. Looked like it was going to be a routine play.
See if give him an error or a hit there. Talking with the official scorer up here in the press box, what are you going to give him?
We're not sure what they decided to give him. It just took a really bad ricochet hop and almost took the third baseman's head off. So I personally would give it a hit.
Yeah, I did.
I don't see any errors for Adrian Ellsworth. So
yeah, I'd give it a hit.
Yeah.
And there's a ball to Ace Larson. Only the second at-bat here for Ace Larson. He flied out to left field, and Ace swings at that one, pops it up behind home plate, and it goes into the stands.
At the top of the order looming with Kyan Mosing. So, yeah, it's a great time here. Like I said, you can get a run or two and get that confidence back up. You know, they got shut out on Saturday, so they're working on their, 11th inning. This will be the 12th inning now. 11 innings they haven't scored now, so.
Let's go, Ace. Come on, Ace Larson. Here's the pitch. In the dirt. Nice stop by the catcher.
Yeah, that's the other thing. That catcher is doing a great job of not allowing the ball to get by him and give those extra free bases to the Blackjacks.
3-0, Adrian Ellsworth leading the Blackjacks here. Section 3A baseball elimination. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Runner on first, swung on and got a piece of it, followed it back.
That's a good cut by Ace.
Olsen's at first base.
Penning's got that really slow, sweeping, breaking ball. We'll see if he uses it to Ace here in a 2-2 count.
Ace Larson at the plate for Dawson Boyd. Two balls, two strikes to Ace Larson. Penning from the stretch. Checks Olsen at first, throws over to first, and Aiden gets back. Beautiful facility here at Yankee Field. Plenty throw over to first again, and Olsen gets back.
I think our cloud cover's gone now. Plenty of sunshine, but this is what... Now, we've had such a cruddy spring with cold and wind and sleet. This is a great day.
Here's a pitch, and that's in the dirt for a ball.
Full count, though.
I like full count. I like the press box here.
Yeah. We had two giant windows, a lot of room.
Kind of old-fashioned, like a 50 grandstand.
I feel like we're at Fenway, Paul.
There you go.
Get out of here.
In foul territory, third base is going to catch it right in front of the third base dugout. One out.
Just that inside pitch, and he didn't get much on it, just popped it up to the third baseman.
Caleb Wolf, the third baseman, didn't have much room there in front of his dugout. Well, here's Kyan Mosing.
He had a sharp single his last time up, and then he got thrown out stealing.
He didn't think so.
And I don't know if I did either, but we don't make that call.
Here's a pitch to Mosing. He pops it up, foul out of play.
The Blackjacks are just really aggressive hitting, going at that first fastball, attacking the zone. They just need to come up with some back-to-back hits here.
Yep, we got to put a string together here.
No, they've had exactly one hit in every inning.
And next pitch, curveball, swing and a miss by Mosing.
Yeah, he's going to want that one back. That was a high curveball up by his shoulders. But nonetheless, two strikes, he can do it.
Garrett Penning, his 60th pitch of the game right here in the dirt for a ball to Mosing.
Nothing gets by that catcher. It's like the Great Wall of China. Just like you can't get through it or over it.
One ball, two strikes to Kyan Mosing. One out here in the bottom of the fifth. The pitch pops it foul over the grandstand here, the roof. Grandstand has a roof over it. I mentioned it's like the 1950s, so town ball was back in the 50s.
That's right.
It's well kept up. One ball, two strikes to Kyan. Runner at first base is Aiden Olsen. Here's the pitch. And he's there down the left field line. And Olsen's going to have to stop at third because it went down the left field line. Good piece of hitting by Kyan Mosing.
That literally was a base hit because it bounced off of third base. And I think if it would have went over a clean Paul, that would have been in the corner probably for a double. But it did. The base actually slowed it down.
Hey, the Blackjacks have something going here in the bottom of the fifth, down 3-0. Here's a Colton Boffin with runners on first and second.
He's in for two shots.
All right, back to the pitcher. He's going to go to second for the force, and everyone's safe on the corners.
Yeah, he went one hopper right back to him, and he didn't know where to go. He kind of checked every base plus his money market account, and then he decided to throw to second base to get the lead runner, but... If he would have turned it through to second right away, I'm pretty sure they would have had a double play.
1-4. Yep, 1-4, okay.
But now we got two outs again, and another critical at-bat for the Blackjacks here. They need to come up with that two-out hit.
Cam Sather batting. Runners on the corners. Pitches outside for a ball to Cam. What a home run, Cam. Tied up 3-3.
Well, he's got power, or I'm looking at right center, which is
a huge gap.
And if he could get it out there, he'll run all day.
Pitch outside for ball two to Sather. Got Aiden Olsen at third base.
And the pitcher is doing a great job. He's pitching him on the outside part of the plate, trying to dare him to swing and go that way.
2-0 pitch. Pop foul out of play. Strike one to Sather. Colton Boffin at first, Olsen at third base, tying run at the plate, and Cam Sather here in the bottom of the fifth.
So we'll see if they run a little hit and run or something here with Colton. He's got good speed, already has a stolen base. 2-1, if it's close, Cam's going to be swinging at it.
Comes the pitch from Penning, throw it to first. Colton gets back headfirst into the bag.
Yep. He's a tall guy, so when he dives, he can cover a lot of ground.
Here comes the 2-1 pitch from Garrett Penning to Cam. Swing and a miss for strike two. There goes the runner, Boston, down the second. And slide in there.
Yeah, I don't know what that pitch was, but it just kind of buckled him a little bit. Two balls, two strikes now, two outs and two on. A lot of twos. Something's going to happen here, Paul.
Come on, Cam Sather.
Come on, Cam. Find that gapper.
Face hit, could score two. Here's the pitch. He pops it foul out of play behind the grandstand. Fans are making noise now.
They are.
Blackjack's down 3-0 here in the bottom of the fifth. Listen to the fans below us.
Yeah.
Runners on second and third for the Blackjacks. Here's the pitch to Sather.
Oh, got it.
He struck him out.
Yeah, that was a big strikeout by Garrett Penning.
No runs on two hits. No errors in the Blackjacks. Again, leave two runners stranded on the bases. We'll go to the top of the sixth. It's Adrian Ellsworth, 3. Dawson Boyd, nothing. We'll be right back.
Fender bender? Major collision? Don't stress. Call Tufty Auto Body and Sales in Madison. They handle the dents, the dings, and full repairs like it never happened. Tufty Auto Body works with all insurance providers and offers free estimates. Fast, friendly, and flawless. That's Tufty Auto Body's promise. Call 320-598-3770 or visit Tufty Auto Body and Sales Facebook page. That's Tufty Auto Body and Sales, where your car comes back better than ever.
Paul Ramo here, and along with Bart Hill here at Yankee Field in Milroy on this Tuesday evening. Appreciate you tuning in. 3-0, Adrian Ellsworth leading Dawson Boyd. You know, the Blackjacks, the last couple of innings, they've had chances. They've had base runners on second and third. Just couldn't get runners in, Bart.
Yeah, they've had a hit in every inning, two hits in that inning, and as yet, and we talked about that in the pregame, Paul, you got to come up with a timely hit. We saw it on Saturday as well. They're getting the runners in scoring position, just cannot break through. And sometimes, you know, all it takes is one, and once you break through, the rest will follow. And they need to get out of this inning, still down 3-0, and get back to the bats.
7, 8, 9 batters for Adrian Ellsworth to face Cam Sather. He bunts. This is number 12. Jennings bunts. Sather throws the first and they get him.
That was really a nice play by Cam because, you know, he's got to come off the mound all the way to the third base line about halfway down, and you really don't have time to think. You just pick it up and turn it fire across your body.
Here's Matt Geister, the designated hitter.
Popped up to the shortstop and got hit by a pitch.
A pitch, fastball down low for a ball. Look at that last inning, the crowd really got into it.
They did. And
pitch, ground ball right back to Sal. It goes over the mound, but Hanson Fisk backs it up, throws the first for the second out.
Did that deflect a little bit off of Cam's glove?
It could have.
Or no?
I think it did, maybe.
Yeah.
But nice job by Nate Hanson.
Oh, yeah, because he was sprinting in right behind Cam, and it got by Cam. You know, he's on the mound, and it kind of looked like it hit and skipped past him right into Nate Hanson's glove behind him. So heads-up play by Nate Hanson. Great play.
I think it hit the mound and hit his glove.
Yes. You got to remember that mound is slanting up, plus there's all kinds of footprints on there from the pitcher, so there's a lot of places to hit.
Two outs, and here's the number 9 batter, the catcher, Keaton Shetler. And he's got two strikes on him to start with. 0-2 count. How about Sather?
Yeah. Well, they're going to need more of that.
0-2 pitch. Oh, that just missed for a ball.
Yep, threw that curveball in the outside part of the plate. Just missed. Number 9 hitter. They need to get him out here for Blackjacks.
Here's the next pitch inside. I like the way the catcher, Aikendahl, after he tries to bring the glove in.
He's trying to frame it nicely. He's just missing.
2-2 pitch.
Bingo.
Popped up in front of the first base dugout. Ace Larson giving chase, and it goes right behind Mr. Dolan there. Mr. Dolan covered his head.
Yeah,
He's something, isn't he?
I wish we had one of those trackers on Cam, because he's had to chase down foul balls at third base and now foul balls on as a pitcher. He's covering a lot of ground today.
Two outs, nobody on, 2-2 pitch.
Bingo.
Hot foul into the first base dugout that time.
There's that curveball. This time he brought it inside, and the batter, the left-handed hitter, Keaton Shetler, just got a piece of it.
Two outs here. Top of the sixth, 3-0, Adrian Ellsworth. Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Oh, Aiden's got to throw it on the first and get him a strike out there. Hey, that's a 1-2-3 inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're going to go to the bottom of the fifth. Blackjacks coming to bat. They need some runs. They're down 3-0. We'll be right back.
Peter and Vicki Strand of the Strand Agency in downtown Dawson look forward to helping you with all your farm, business, and auto insurance needs. Give Peter or Vicki a call today at 320-769-4410. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, and you can find them on Main Street, Dawson. That's the Strand Agency, Peter and Vicki Strand. Who has the best pizza around? Well, PK's in Canby, of course. PK Egan's Family Restaurant is open Monday through Saturday, 11 to 9, and closed Sunday. Come on in for lunch. PK's has fruit punch and coat button fries, along with a wide variety of pizza choices. They have a full menu with sandwiches, soups, and more. Remember the pizza buffet on Wednesday. PK Egan's, located on Main Street, Canby.
Paul Raymond, Bart Hill at Yankee Field here in Milroy. Can the Blackjacks do it? They're down 3-0 here in the bottom of the sixth.
And the great thing about baseball is there's no clock, so it can go on. It has to go down to the last pitch, last out, last swing.
And Penning, the same pitcher, right?
I believe so.
Penning,
he's just done a great job of, you know, a couple times the Blackjacks had runners on second and third. He just got out of the jam, got either a strikeout or a pop-up or a fly ball to help his team.
All right, the Blackjacks are going to send up Nate Hansen, Holland Shocker, Aiden Dahl, Eli Olson.
Sounds like runs to me, Paul.
Yeah, they've had their opportunities the last two innings for sure. And swing and foul back by Hansen.
Just pitched 70. By Garrett Penning, and we're in the sixth inning, so he's well within the pitch count range, and he's doing an effective job, so there's no reason to bring him out.
Wind up and the pitch by Penning, ground ball to the right side of the field. Joe Ray, the second baseman, fields a clean.
He's
safe. He beat the throw.
That's Nate, just flat out speed, Paul.
Nate Hansen showing the speed to first base.
I mean, the second baseman was a three hop, looked like a routine play. By the time he picked it up and threw it across the diamond, Nate Hansen's running by first base. Wow.
Wow is right. Wow, Ottawa's
oh, yeah.
Of the game.
Well, let's circle that. So that might be the spark they need. Who knows? Let's hope so.
All out hustle there.
That was.
Holland Shocker swing and a miss. So nobody out. The Blackjacks have runner at first. They're down 3-0. Here in the bottom of the sixth, they are the home team. Good hustle by Hansen. Throw over to
Fowler.
That was close.
He went in standing up, and Josh Staub at first base says, get those pants dirty.
Almost got picked off
he
there.
He did. You can't afford that now at this stage of the game.
See if he goes here. Hansen. It's fast. Nope, back throw over to first again by Penning. Penny knows it.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, it's still the sixth inning. You can be aggressive.
But the catcher, Shetler's got an arm.
Yes, he does.
Here's the pitch to Shocker, and it's down low for a ball. One ball, one strike to Holland Shocker.
He's a left-handed hitter.
Holland had that bunt. Made it a board on the bunt last time. Remember that?
Yeah, it was a great bunt right down the third baseline.
There goes the runner. Ooh. The pitch is outside. Shetler to throw down a second. Not in time. Not even close.
What I thought was funny is the catcher still threw it down the second base, even though it was way out of the zone, and he had to run it down.
So the Blackjacks trying to get the goose egg off the scoreboard here in the bottom of the sixth. A runner on second base now, and nobody out. Holland Shocker, two balls, one strike. the pitch. Ground ball right back to the pitcher, and he throws over to first for the out.
Yeah, he didn't even check the runner at second. He just was clearly going for the out. But.
And Hansen stays at second on the throw to first. So here's the catcher for Dawson Boyd, Aiden Dahl.
He got hit by a pitch, and then he struck out looking on one that frustrated him, but he's got to put the bat on the ball now.
The pitch popped up. Foul territory. The third baseman, Wolf, has a chance to catch it. He is catches it in foul territory.
Boy.
Right between the third base bag and the fence there.
Yeah, he did it. He did the right thing, Paul. He ran right to the fence, and he waited for the ball to drift back into area where he could make the catch. Boy, this is a critical at-bat right here now for the Blackjacks.
Eli Olson batting. He's made contact both times, and the pitch to Eli is a strike from Penny. Dawson Boyd's out-hitting the Dragons 6-2, but they're down 3-0. Curveball, ground ball, foul down third base side.
Oh, two strikes he's really got to protect, and give Nathan Hansen a chance to score here. Like I said, sometimes it's just that first one, Paul. Get that first run, you breathe a sigh of relief, and you see more runs followed.
0-2 pitch. Shot to left field. Left fielder running in. Makes the catch. That's a shoestring.
Get another opportunity with the runner in scoring position. No runs to show for it.
No runs, one hit, no errors, and they leave Hansen at second base. We're going to go to the seventh inning, folks. And the Adrian Ellsworth Dragons leading Dawson Boyd 3-0, Section 3A baseball. We'll be back after this.
At Miller Services Tri-County Insurance, we have been providing crop insurance products to area farmers since 1978. We all know in today's high input environment, you have to protect your livelihood. We also understand that you have a bottom line to consider, and input costs are better spent in the ground. We can customize a plan that gets your operation the protection you need without breaking the bank. Call 320-769-2000 or stop by and talk to Patrick today. Also offering farm, home, auto, life, and annuity products. Tri-County Insurance Incorporated is an equal opportunity provider.
Well, Bart, the Blackjacks again for the third inning row had runners at second. They just couldn't get them home. They haven't found that timely hit yet.
No, they've gone on a long scoreless streak, and you know nobody wants to break it worse than they do. And the pitcher so far, Garrett Penning, we're going to call him Houdini because he's gotten out of a lot of precarious situations.
Well, the top of the order for Adrian Ellsworth, Travis Weiss will start it out here in the. We're in the seventh. Top of the seventh inning, 3-0, Adrian Ellsworth leading.
So Weiss is officially 0-2 with a hit by pitch.
The main thing is not allowing them to score any runs here.
Yeah, three runs is hard, but it's going to be worse if it's more than that.
That's doable, though.
Correct.
There's a strike thrown by Cam Sather.
He's done a nice job, retired all five batters. Oh, then I spoke too soon.
And there's a hit out to left center field. It drops in there. Weiss will stay at first base.
I was just going to say he's retired all five batters in space, but there, and as I was saying that, he took that pitch and hit a line drive out to left field for a single.
Just the third hit of the game for Adrian Ellsworth, but they lead 3-0 here in the seventh.
Yep, it's all about scoring runs.
Here's Joe Ray. The second baseman. Sather's pitch is high for a ball.
Doesn't look like your typical second baseman.
Runner.
Yep. Third baseman or a catcher.
Weiss at first base has his lead. Here's the pitch. That's high for a ball.
Oh, that's it.
What happened?
Just threw it over the pitcher's head. The catcher did. But looked like Colton Boffin was paying attention, and that's why you always back up.
Cam Sather in relief of Eli Olson a couple of innings ago. Here's the pitch. There's a shot, high fly ball, center field. Molson coming in fast. He's running in, and he makes the catch just about on the infield.
Yeah, he did a nice job. Colton Boffin was going back, but then Kyan Mosing did what he should do. He called him off, and he came running up because he can see the ball coming right at him, where Colton was kind of backpedaling and looking over the top of his head.
Here's number 10, Caleb Wolf, who's come around to score twice in the game, two of the three runs for Adrian Ellsworth. Here's the pitch. There's a shot over the second baseman's head, Colton Boffin, and staying at second base is Weiss. So two hits in the inning here for Adrian Ellsworth.
A big spot for Garrett Penning now here, being the pitcher of record. He could really, really help himself out.
Scores 3-0. We've made it to the seventh inning. Adrian Ellsworth leading the Blackjacks, elimination game.
Yeah, Penning had that two-run single last time up, Paul. I forgot about that.
Garrett Penning at the plate. Runners on first and second for the Dragons. And a swing and foul back for strike one as the sun is beating hard.
Yeah, looks like the shadows are pointing right toward third base. So.
Yeah, the left fielder, Holland Shocker, and the shortstop and the third baseman got to look into that bright sun now. The pitch from Sather, and then he hits it to third and goes out to left field, and they're going to send him. No, they're going to hold him up so the bases will be loaded.
The coach was swinging his arm, then he put the hold sign, then he swung it again, then he put up the hold sign. The runner wasn't quite sure what to do, but he would have been thrown out at the plate if they would have sent him.
So three singles here in the seventh inning has loaded the bases for the Dragons, and it's Charger Erlandson.
Yeah, they haven't, you don't have to get extra base hits. They're putting a bat on the ball and finding some green out there in the grass. And
infield is in. They'll come home with the ground ball. Swing and a miss by number 9, Charger.
That was a big swing. And you tell your hitters in this situation with less than two outs, swing hard, drive it if you can, because you at least get a sacrifice fly, possibly more.
Oh, stealing, squeeze play coming, and it's bunted.
Got it.
And the run scores. They throw the first for the second out.
Wow, that was well executed. The runner took off, got a great jump. The ball is about 8 feet in front of home plate, easily scored. And Aiden Dahl, alertly picked it up and threw it to first for the out. But sacrifice bunt RBI for the batter.
Wow. That was done to perfection there.
That was really a nice suicide squeeze.
So a big run there for Adrian Ellsworth. Two outs now, 4-0. Adrian Ellsworth has runners on second and third. And here's Jaden Lout, the first baseman, takes a pitch outside.
Yeah, and the runner's advanced too, so you really, unless it's a pop-up double play, it's a great choice. Excellent call by the coach.
Sather, the pitch, and that's a strike. One ball, one strike. Lout.
Yeah, so I jinxed Cam. I said he retired the first five batters he faced, and now he's given up three hits in this inning.
Here's the pitch in there for strike two. 4-0, top of the seventh. Two outs. Here's the pitch. And that's ground ball fouled on the first base side. Oh, nice barehanded catch by the first base coach for Adrian. Man, he stanged that one right out of the air with his bare hand.
Yeah, that was. He's tough.
Come on, Cam.
Big out here. Big at bat. Cannot afford to give up any more runs.
One ball, two strike pitch. Down low for ball two. Runners on second and third for Adrian. We're in the top of the seventh. 4-0 now. That was the fifth. Oh. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Ground ball right back to Cam, the pitcher. He throws the first, and there's your out, your third out. But Adrian comes up with one important run there.
They lead
4-0. The Blackjacks coming to bat here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Can they do it, folks? They need 4 to tie and 5 for a walk-off. We'll be right back.
At First Security Bank in Canby, they'd like to remind area farmers that experience counts. Like farming, ag lending isn't something you learn overnight, and it's not something you can learn from a book either. First Security Bank in Canby has many years of professional experience in agricultural lending and all types of guaranteed loan programs. For farm operating, livestock, or real estate financing, see the experienced staff at First Security Bank of Canby, wishing the Canby Lancers the best of luck. First Security Bank of Canby, member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender, and proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Program.
Paul Ramo, Bart Hill back here in sunny Milroy in Section 3A baseball. Elimination game right now. Blackjack down 4-0 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Folks, they need some runners. They need some runs. They need to tie it up. They need to take that fifth run and for the win. Can they do it? We'll see.
Yeah, just now it's so important just to get runners on base any way you can.
Penning can will go seven innings here.
Yeah, he's at 79 pitches, so unless the Blackjacks get a lot of base runners, you can go up to 115 pitches. So he's got a lot of pitches to work with, 35 pitches to work with.
Line scores read, Adrian Ellsworth, 4 runs on 5 hits, 1 error. Dawson Boyd, no runs on 6 hits and 2 errors. Well, it's the 8-9-1 batters for Dawson Boyd. Their season on the line here. Here's designated hitter Aiden Olson. And he's wind up and the pitch, and it's high for a ball to Aiden.
They might be just taking a strike, not because he's in danger of a pitch count, but just try to extend the game as long as possible.
1-0 pitch to Aiden. Down low for ball 2. You're a big fan of that, stand there and take the first strike. You've done that when you coached quite a bit.
Yeah, when you're in this situation, I just think, put pressure on him, make him throw as many pitches as possible, extend this game.
2-0 pitch, and he swings that one, hits the third.
Right by him.
Right underneath him. The Blackjacks have a base runner.
Well, it doesn't matter how you get them.
Here?
So, yep, which, well, yep. They give it a hit.
They give it a hit.
Okay. We'll go with the official score.
So here's Ace Larson. That's what the Blackjacks needed. They needed to get their leadoff runner on base, and they did just that.
Aiden Olson, 3-for-3.
And here's Ace Larson. Hits it right to Coach Darren Swenson, and got to give Darren an error.
Yeah, that was clearly an error. He kind of pulled his head a little bit, but I always say better to pull your head now than teeth later, Paul, so... Don't be a hero over there. You don't have a glove.
Garrett Penning's pitch to Ace Larson. Pops it up, shallow left field. And the shortstop now calling everyone off, and he'll make the catch for the first out. One out, and now the top of the order for Dawson Boyd, Kyan Mosing.
Yeah, getting down to crunch time now, 2 outs to go. So whatever you have for superstitions, now's the time to do them. Or good luck. Do whatever you need to do. They need 4 runs to continue on in this game.
Olson at first base, Mosing at the plate. Takes the first pitch from Penning for a strike. 4-0, bottom of the seventh inning. Blackjack season on the line here. Penning's pitch, and that's down low for a ball.
Well, they've got some good, capable hitters. We've seen them throughout the year come through. And I'm sure they've had 4-run innings before, or even 5-run innings before, so it's not impossible.
Next pitch, high, popped up, left field. Left fielder coming over in foul territory, and it's going to go out of play.
Good hustle by the left side of the Dragons defense. All 3 third baseman, shortstop, left fielder went over to chase that. They do have a reliever warming up in hopes that they don't have to use him, Adrian Ellsworth Dragons, but...
Here comes the 1-2 pitch to number 6, Kyan Mosing. The pitch. Way high and outside for ball 2.
Penning just at 88 pitches. That's a lot for a high school kid, but as far as the pitch count, he's well within the range so far.
Here's the pitch to Mosing, and he hits second. He catches it. Throws the first, not in time. Almost a double play to end the game.
Yeah, he had a line drive right at the second baseman. The second baseman was cheating up the middle. Otherwise, I thought for sure it was going to be a single up the middle. And then the overthrow went into the dugout, so allows the runner to get to second base. a great diving catch, or not diving, a line drive catch by the second baseman, and then trying to get the double play, threw it into the dugout.
Well, it's up to Colton Bothan to keep the Blackjack season alive. He hits it to short. It's fielded, knocked down, recovered, throw to first. He is safe.
Oh.
Colton beats the throw. The Blackjack season stays alive.
Yeah, that shortstop just bobbled it long enough for Colton to use his feet and get down, beat that out. So an error on the shortstop. But it doesn't matter how you get on. They need runners. They need four runs with two outs here.
How important was that last run, though?
Yeah,
Cam
really big.
Cam Seth was coming to play, but it was 3-0 tying run to be at the plate.
Absolutely. They're all big.
Runners on the corners for Dawson Boyd. Two outs, bottom of the seventh. Sather at the plate. He hits a long fly ball.
What
a big field. That's going to go. It's off the wall. Two runs are going to score for Dawson Boyd. It's 4-2. The Blackjacks aren't done. Cam Sather comes through with a double.
Yeah.
Off the right field wall.
Yeah, that was big. And you mentioned it, Paul. You hit the nail on the head. That fourth run now by the Dragons is looming large because Cam Sather would have been the tying run at third base. Now the pitcher coach is going to go talk to him. We'll see if they leave him in here or not. They did have a player warming up down in the bullpen. He's not down there anymore, so we'll see. Looks like he's giving a lot of high fives to his teammates, so. Nope.
Cam.
The coach just went out there and high fived him, and he turned around and went back to the dugout.
High fived the pitcher?
Yep, so he's leaving him in there. He just said, go finish this game, kid.
Well, the tying run for Dawson Boyd is coming to the plate in Nate Hansen. Cam Sather, a two RBI double off the wall. And here's Nate Hansen. There's two outs. Swing and a miss for a strike. Nate Hansen and tying run at the plate. Penning. Here's the pitch. And he hits a high fly ball center field, and this might be it. Jennigus makes the catch. And that will end the season for Dawson Boyd as the Adrian Ellsworth Dragons celebrate a 4-2 win over Dawson Boyd.
Yeah, it was just a little bit, not enough at the end, but a little bit, came up a little bit short for the Blackjacks, but nonetheless, it was a great game, a lot of opportunities. Adrian Ellsworth just seemed to capitalize one more time than the Blackjacks, and that was the difference of the game.
So that, the championship game is set. Adrian Ellsworth will play Maury County Central for the right to go to the state baseball tournament Thursday at the Irish Yard outside of Milroy here. And congratulations to the... look at the coaches and Penny and the pitcher. They almost tackled each other. They're celebrating so hard.
Yeah, that's a complete game by Garrett Penning. Great job.
And the Blackjacks and the Dragons shake hands at home plate. And Blackjack season is over as they walk back to the first base dugout. Heads down, but they shouldn't have their heads down. What a season they had. 15 wins and 7 losses on the season as Coach Darren Swenson takes them out to right field for the last time for a talk. We'll take a couple-minute break. We'll come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after this.
Jim's Market in Canby is a big store in a small town. They're known for their friendly staff and a beautifully kept store at a great location. You'll love the fresh quality cuts of meat in their meat department. Their deliciously fresh produce department offers an incredible selection of the freshest fruits and vegetables around. Enjoy their donuts, muffins, cupcakes, and cakes baked fresh in their bakery department every day. Jim's Market Deli is sure to please with a variety of meats, cheeses, homemade deli salads, sandwiches, and a great selection of lunch and dinner items available. That's Jim's Market. They're right on North Highway 75, Canby.
You're only a phone call away from telecommunications convenience. Call Woodstock Telephone Company in Ruthven at area code 507-658-3830. That's area code 507-658-3830. It's Minnesota owned and operated. Give them a call today. Remember, only a phone call away from telecommunications convenience. That's Woodstock Telephone Company, your independent telephone company serving Ruthven and the surrounding area.
Hendricks Farmers Lumber Company is the answer to your building needs. They have the exact building to meet your farm needs, from machinery to livestock buildings. Their competent staff will help you design a building to perfectly suit your farm operation. Ask them about vinyl siding or steel siding and never worry about painting again. They also carry cattle gates, hog panels, also Sioux water tanks. And check with them for everything you need on the farm. It doesn't matter what time of the year it is. They're always here to help you with your farming operation. Hendricks Farmers Lumber Company for all your building needs. Call 507-275-3359.
Man, I loved playing high school sports growing up. And it's fun being a fan now, don't get me wrong, but sitting in the stands feels like I'm missing out on all the action, you know? I wanted to get back in the game, so I signed up to be a high school official. It takes me back to my playing days. I'm supporting students, and I get paid to make the big calls. Do you want to see the game up close? Sign up to become an official in Minnesota at highschoolofficials.com.
If a new ride is on your wish list, the Co-op Credit Union has into a dealership. This helps put you in the driver's seat during the car buying process, and it helps keep your budget in check. Co-op Credit Union is local people making local decisions on your auto and consumer loans. Stop by any of their locations in Montevideo, Benson, Canby, or Wilmer.
Co-op Credit Union, we're your financial home.
Normal lending guidelines apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Time to head to NB Golf Cars in Hendricks, Minnesota. NB is your authorized club car distributor and one-stop shop for all your golf car needs. NB offers cars for the golf course, campground, and lake home or around the farm. NB has countless options for custom seats, wheels, and accessories, specializing in rebuilt custom cars and new club car personal cars like the Onward. If you can imagine it, they can help you build it. They also offer rental cars for your special event and on-the-spot financing. Call 507-275-3564 or check them out on the web at nbgolfcars.com and like them on Facebook. Be sure to give them a call or make a visit to one of their three locations in Hendricks, Minnesota, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Des Moines, Iowa.
Need some electrical work done on your farm, home, or business? Well, Brett Johnson of B. Johnson Electric is the man you're looking for. B. Johnson Electric does commercial, farm, and residential wiring. Brett is your complete source for all your electrical needs in the Q92 listening area. Contact Brett Johnson of B. Johnson Electric at 320-226-5070. That's 320-226-5070.
Dave at Doug Service and Marine of Canby says, how do we stay small and sell big? It's simple. Years of experience at Doug Service and Marine Incorporated. Their mission is to offer you the latest in parts and products at the best prices and with outstanding service. They do ATV repairs, chainsaw service, lawnmowers. They are your small engine repair shop. Check out DougsMINC.com for all the information you'll need. That's Doug Service and Marine. They can be found along Highway 68 in Canby.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
All right, welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. The Adrian Ellsworth Dragons defeated Dawson Boyd by a score of 4-2. And, Bart, we got our Neon Needles Subway Player of the Game up here.
Yeah, the pitcher, Garrett Penning, he's going to like us because he was a player of the game last time we were here, too. But he batting 2-for-4. He had two big RBIs and a two-run single. But most importantly, Garrett, seven innings of pitching. He gave up two runs, but they were both unearned. Just talk about your pitching briefly.
First of all, and during the celebration at home plate, your coach almost tackled you.
Yeah.
What was that about? That was almost a wrestling takedown.
Well, we were supposed to throw a bullpen game, but I just kept pitching and threw the whole thing.
Yeah, he called timeout, went out and talked. What was that about?
He gave him a high five. And he just, yeah, that timeout, that was just making sure we were all good. That was, a big hit. There were some runs that came in, so you're just making sure we were all good. We just need one more out. So
what you got?
Making sure we're all good.
Are you the main pitcher on the team then? Or
no.
What? No, you're not.
Wow.
Who's the main pitcher?
Matthew Geister and Travis Weiser, actually.
Okay.
Yes, I've been a closer, actually, all year, basically.
Oh, you have been?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's even more impressive.
All right. How many hits did he give up?
He gave up eight hits, but no earned runs. That's pretty impressive in seven innings of work.
So how have you done against Murray County Central during the year? Do you remember?
Yeah. You talking pitching?
Yeah.
Game. No, we had two pretty close games. Our first game was 3-1, I believe. But,
okay.
Or no, 3-0. 3-0, yeah.
Okay.
It was close. We just gave up a home run. Otherwise, it was 1-0 going up to that point. And
oh, wow.
we tried to squeeze like we did today. And just I didn't slide, so we didn't get it. I say it could have been 1-1. We had a good first game. Second game, we struggled a little more. We had a couple more errors, but
okay.
I think it was still like 5-1 or something, 6-1 or something like that.
Okay.
It's my favorite play of the game, the suicide squeeze. I love doing that as a coach.
All right. Well, I know you want to get to your friends and celebrate with your family. Congratulations on a big win there for you, and best of luck in the championship game.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you.
And you're not the main pitcher.
Yeah, that's even more impressive.
No, I'm down there in the depth chart.
Well, not anymore. Yep.
All right, thanks a lot. Yep. All right, Bart, you got some stats there for you?
Yeah, we'll run down. So, first of all, for the Blackjacks, they had two runs on eight hits, two errors. Starting pitcher Eli Olson will take the loss in that. He will take the loss. He threw 4 1/3 innings, gave up two hits, three runs, only one of which was earned. Two walks, three at-batters, three strikeouts. Ken Sather threw the last 2 2/3 innings, gave up just three hits. They all came in the seventh inning. One run, it was earned. No walks, one strikeout. For Adrian Ellsworth, the Dragons, five runs and only five hits, Paul. They committed two errors, and we just mentioned Garrett Penning, the player of the game. Seven innings pitch, gave up eight hits, two runs. Neither of those were earned. Just one walk and three strikeouts. And hitting for the Blackjacks, Kyan Mosing was 2 for 4. Colton Boffin was 1 for 4. Cam Sather was 1 for 3. He had that two-run single. We had Nathan Hansen was 1 for 4. Holland Schocker is 1 for 3. And then in number 8 spot, Aiden Olson was 3 for 3. Great day for him at the plate. For Adrian Ellsworth, Travis Weiss was 1 for 3. Caleb Wolf was 2 for 4 with a couple runs scored. And we mentioned Garrett Penning, 2 for 4, two RBIs. And then Chandler Erlinson had that suicide squeeze sacrifice bunt for an RBI.
All right, so that ends the season. We got to do a Wow Ottawash and Laundromat play of the game.
Yeah, we've got two of them. They were both infield hits. One was a bunt hit by Holland Schocker in the fourth inning that put two runners on for the Blackjacks. And then to start the sixth inning, Nate Hansen, the routine ground ball to second, and he beat it out. He was flying down the base pass. You don't see that very often. So those were the Wow Ottawash and Laundromat plays of the game, because I think literally I said once on there, wow, that guy's fast.
No, you did. You said, wow, he's fast. So, yeah, and thanks to Brett Mosing for sponsoring Wow Ottawash Play of the Game. Thanks to UFP Minnesota for being our premier sponsor for Section Sports. And congratulations to the Dawson Boyd baseball team on a fine season. They put up 15 wins this season and with seven losses. And one of the top three teams in the section.
That's right. Great season all around.
Good job by the coaching staff, and I know the seniors will be missed next year for sure, but they got a lot of good players coming back, the Blackjacks, too. Bart, thanks for helping out again.
It's hard to believe the season is over, Paul.
Yeah.
We'll have to do some summer games, I guess.
Yeah, we will. We'll do a lot of summer games. Of course, next Tuesday and Wednesday, I'll be at Pebble Creek in Becker for state golf. Looking forward to that. The Dawson Boyd girls team, Minnesota boys team, will be following them, and a number of area individual golfers as well. So should be fun.
Yeah, we wish all of our postseason athletes the best of luck. And, again, thanks to all those great sponsors that allow us to bring you these games.
And I should mention, I think there's a send-off for the Lock Ball Valley Dawson Boyd track state participants tomorrow at 10 o'clock, I believe, at Dawson, at Lockbarrow.
Awesome.
So, good luck to the, I think it's Bryn Glege, and then the 4x800.
Yeah, which is Bryn and Chloe and Micaiah Poost, and
we're going to miss a few.
Yes, sorry.
But good luck to them in state trank this week. All right, with that, we'll send it back to you at the studio. Once again, your final score here from Milroy, and we want to thank the Dolans here at Milroy for being great hosts. They thank us. They give help us out a lot, don't they?
Yeah, both Yankee Field and the Irish Yard, and they're 5 miles apart, but two great facilities and great baseball guys that help run them.
Did we ever get a final from Section 3 AA?
Yes, it was New London Spicer 3 and Montevideo 2, so Montevideo's season will come to an end as well.
Okay. And with that, we'll send it back to you at the studios. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by many fine area businesses, including B&B Electrical Contractors, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Canby Farmers Grain, Lackpearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Pyrrhus and Dawson, Warren Trigestead Seeds, KB's Bar and Grill, UFP Miniota, our premier sponsor, Jenny O Turkey Store, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Midwest Rivers Mutual Insurance, Prairie Sun Bank, Pete's Electric Motor, Heather Nursery and Floral, House of Spirits in Appleton, Ryan Smith Seeds, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate. Section Sports brought to you by Ludvigson Tiling, Gislason's Hardware, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Tenson Marine, American Surplus, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Farmers Union Oil Company, Larson Tiling Incorporated, Appleton Area Health, Olson Gray Service, Dawson Tire Company, Clean Site Portable Restrooms, State Bank of Taunton, Larson Brothers Concrete. Brought to you by Livestock Systems of Dawson, Miniota Building Materials, Myers Electric and Infrared, Canby Meat Center, Kron Tassel Seeds, Sather Building Supplies, Erickson Chevrolet, Dawson Truck Parts, Independent Oil Company in Canby, Wolfschlager Concrete, Tadditz Chiropractic Center, Ag Processing Incorporated, Prins Bank, Gruel Electric, Edward Jones and Company. Section Sports brought to you by Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Tofty Auto and Sales, Strand Agency, P.K. Higgins Restaurant, Miller Services Incorporated, First Security Bank of Canby, Jim's Market, Woodstock Telephone Company, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Canby Co-op Credit Union, NB Golf Cars, B. Johnson Electric, Doug Service and Marine, Appleton Dental Clinic, Southwest Insurance Services, City Hall Bar and Grill, Hoover Law Office, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Greater Community Credit Union, Gray Saving Assisted Living, Lanes Electric, CCM Health, Countryside Auto, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, and Section Sports brought to you by Haugen Insurance Agency, Wow Auto Wash in Dawson, Dryer Doctors, Lee Motor Company.